Blessings out to the wonderful Aretha Franklin.
Queen!
The queen of soul. Yeah, yeah. Keep it classy. Don't fall, young boy. Miss Patty, what up? I see you, baby.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Donnie Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Nicolione.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Thank you.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terrorist. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sunday on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Where she at? Where she at?
You seen her?
Where she at?
You seen
what
her?
She say? You can find me, Jolly Ali, every Thursday, 1 minute past 11:59 p.m. on Left Flank, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/ LESTCLANK.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Johnson from Atlanta Hawks. I'm chilling with Don Nicole Young and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Don Nicole Young.
This is your boy Burston, is chilling right here with Don Nicoleone for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl, Don Nicoleone. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Gifford. I'm chilling with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicoleone.
Yo, Beat Banger, you're watching IndieHeat.com with Don Nicoleone.
What's up? This is Derek J with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicoleone.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the First, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh, boy.
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Don Carleon.
You're tuning into IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I'm told you, IndieHeat. Don Carleon.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Don Carleon Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only... We so ATL, man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure deal me.
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Grammys' Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktail start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubash Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise with George.
Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop, brought to you by Trapaholic Mixtape. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Baby Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as Jane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. I'm getting to the paper. Believe it, Lance Up. Available on Live Mixtape.
It like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game? Come to what I
has returned with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Don Nicoleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGAG.
Shukran Isaiah, are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah be created? Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicoleone Show. It is Fritica Zide. Yeah, it is. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don DeColeon Show on blogtalkradio.com. We podcast live weekdays, Monday through Friday, 12 noon on WGAG-Radio, Georgia Gossip, In the Heat. Please believe it. I am your host, Don DeColeon.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, baby. Yeah, I want to give a special shout-out to everybody that actually is tuning in live today on the Don DeColeon Show. May the heavens, the cosmos, the universe, your ancestors, all the and above, continue to bless and protect and provide for you and your family. Yes, indeed. Anyway, man, I got the news coming up next. I've just been chilling for a minute, you know what I'm saying, laying low as far as, you know what I'm saying, in the studio to do some flashbacks, jams for you and all that good stuff. But I think I will give you I'll take it back because I kind of like this one, you know. This is one of my favorites. So we'll be right back. I got the news coming up next.
This is a man's world.
My son was like, damn, mama, man, you cannot sing. No shit. No shit. I wish I could, though. I really wish I could. Here it is, man. I got the news for you right now. It's going to take a minute, though, because this is real quick. Oh, real quick, breaking news. According to what they say is breaking news, Lil Wayne is detained in Opa-locka, Florida. Wayne was detained after the flight because the DEA received a tip, according to our source, that there were 50 agents on the flight in what sounds to us as a situation where they were all out to get Weezy flying dirty. The anonymous person who reported Wayne was lying, know why? Because Wayne was released without any charges a short time later. So Wayne was essentially detained and then released. I don't know why they fucking with Wayne, man. I like Wayne. I just started liking Wayne because he, his mother and I are really close friends. I met her, you know, last year. And so from that point, I really started to understand, you know, his stuff. And then my best friend, you know, daughter is signed to Cash Money. And that opened up a lot my eyes. So I want everybody to leave Wayne alone. Cause I know his mama. You know what I'm saying? And they are doing good things, seriously, even though it don't look like it, but they are. Anyway, so that's a blessing that he was released. Somebody's trying to set Wayne up, you feel me? Trying to throw salt in his game. Also, where am I at? Nope, I'm not going to do that yet. All right, Chris Brown responds to leaked Rihanna pictures. I don't know if y'all have seen the pictures, that the pictures finally came out with Rihanna's face, the real pictures and shit, and what she looked like. When they say he so-called beat the ass, I really still don't believe that he beat the ass, but it's all good. MediaTakeout.com is actually on there. I started to put the pictures up on GeorgiaGossip.com, but then I said, no, I ain't going to play that. I'm not even going to get in on that. I'm not even going to be a part of that. So MediaTakeout.com released never-before-seen photos of Rihanna after the Chris Brown domestic violence incident. Rihanna was pictured bloody and bruised sitting on a hospital bed. We respectfully did not post the pictures, but you can click here to see them, and I'll put the link up if y'all want to see the pictures. Chris Brown took to Twitter to reply to the leaked pictures. He tweeted, "The devil is always busy, but when you have a destiny, nothing or no one can stop what God has planned." Big ups, Chris Brown. I'm so proud of you, boy. The tweet was later removed, though. Boo. And we find it very coincidental that the photos were leaked around the release of Chris Brown's upcoming album, Fame, F-A-M-E. Sounds like sabotage to me. They hating super bad, super bad. All right. Also, on the other side of town, in entertainment town, Remy Ma's appeal rejected by court. Remy Ma attempted to appeal her 2007 conviction for the shooting of her friend was denied today, according to MyFoxNewYork.com. The Court of Appeals rejected Remy's claim that a judge did not properly inform jurors before they returned with the guilty verdict that put the Terror Squad rapper in jail for 8 years. Remy is serving time for criminal possession of a weapon and two counts of assault that resulted from an argument with her friend over $3,000. All right. Let's see what else I got. Oh, I don't know if y'all know about this. A woman throws boiling water in blind fiance's face. In Louisville, Kentucky, a Louisville woman is accused of throwing boiling water into her fiance's face. According to an arrest report, 50-year-old Robin Scott got into an argument with 61-year-old Thomas Maddle at their home on South 4th Street late Sunday night. Maddle was taken to University Hospital and treated for second-degree burns. Maddle, who is legally blind, told police Scott got the water from the kitchen and threw it on him during an argument. Scott is charged with second-degree assault. It's interesting because my brother is legally blind, right? And, you know, and he never shuts the fuck up. You know, he talks real bad in a sense. I'm serious about this. I ain't sure because I don't want to tell my business like this, my family stuff. But anyway, make it long story short, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know why people have sympathy for blind motherfuckers. But they talk mad shit, and they will fight your ass because my brother used to beat his ex-wife ass, and he's legally blind. And when it was time for them to get a divorce, that type of shit, I remember my grandmother asking me, you know what I'm saying, why isn't they still together? And I said she got tired of him being the ass, you know what I'm saying, and treating her like shit. And my grandmother says, what woman would let a blind man whoop her ass? She said, I couldn't get that. She couldn't understand that. And I said, well, you know, for real, my grandmother said, what woman would let a blind nigga whoop her ass? Because my grandmother, you know, shot my granddaddy, stabbed his ass, whooped his ass every goddamn Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So she couldn't understand, like, you know, what blind man, you know what I'm saying, what woman would let a blind man whoop her ass. So I'm looking at this Louisville woman like she got fed up with his legally blind ass, you know. She did, threw some water on that motherfucker. God damn it. I mean, shit. Niggas need to chill the fuck out. You just need to learn to shut the fuck up sometime. Women are, we snapping now. We got, it's we can't take too much now. You know what I'm saying? We snapping. I'm serious. We going crazy. I'm telling you. So, brothers, I used to tell women, shut the fuck up. Now I got to tell y'all, learn to shut the fuck up. Learn to shut the fuck up because we got a short screw now. The shit is loose. It's super loose. Like, you know, we can't take it no more. We're fucking tired. We can't handle this shit. All right? That's words of wisdom. Just shut the fuck up because you don't know if that girl going to snap on your ass. You got to learn to shut the fuck up. There's been many incidents. The bitch pulled hot grease on one nigga because he wouldn't shut the fuck up, fucked all his dick up and shit. Every time, oh, my God. Don't make me start calling out these stories where these women are just slicing nigga throats and shit because he wouldn't shut the fuck up. We can't take it. We can't take it no more. We're losing our fucking minds. So chill. Chill, dollar bill, chill. All right, I'm just want to put that on record, man. Y'all got to chill. Y'all got to learn to chill. So, yeah. Yeah, so I don't look at it as a, you know, I can't see it as the woman was wrong. Remember, the dude said we was arguing. Yeah, learn to shut the fuck up. God damn, we can't take that shit no more. Learn to shut the fuck up. Anyway, man gets beaten up at Prince concert after catching his guitar. In Oakland, California, man was having the time of his life at Prince concert in Oakland this weekend when the superstar threw his guitar in the crowd and it landed in his hands. Almost immediately, a crowd of fans mobbed him and beat him. The man escaped the mob with bruises, a few cuts, and the guitar. But was told by one of Prince's stagehands to return the guitar immediately. He was given a guitar pick branded with Prince's trademark symbol. Apparently, the man wanted the guitar, and he wants it back. And, you know, of course, the man is white, of course, right? Look like Elton John daddy. So listen to this shit.
John chose an NBA with a...
Oh, no, that's called a commercial. No, this sucks. Hold up. I'm going to play it so y'all can hear what the... White man got the guitar on the stage. That's wrong, though. If they, you know, Prince probably told that dude, man, you better go get my guitar back from that nigga.
He's performing his third concert at the Oakland Arena tonight. By all accounts, it's a great show. All accounts except maybe for one. Beaten up after he caught a guitar the singer threw into the crowd. But that's not the end of the story. ABC7's Cecilia Vega is live to explain what happened next, Cecilia.
Well, Dan, Perry Litchfield paid big money to come to this concert. He was having a great time. He was in the VIP section here, and he thought he was going to be walking out of this concert with that guitar that he'd caught. Instead, he left here practically empty-handed. The two front-row tickets to last night's Prince concert cost Perry Litchfield $750 each, and they seemed worth every penny when, just like he did on Monday night, the pop legend made eye contact with Perry and tossed his custom guitar right at him.
I don't remember anything other than it leaving his hands and entering mine. I don't remember the you know, it was like in slow motion.
After that, it's all a blur. Perry says the crowd mobbed him, and he has the scratches on his knuckles and back to prove it. When security pulled him out, Perry says he still had the guitar, but not for long. A stagehand demanded he give it back.
And I kind of went, well, what do you mean? And he grabbed it and said, it's just part of the show.
And this is what he got in exchange.
The stagehand then came back to me, the one that took the guitar away from me, and gave me a guitar pick. And I'm like, okay, is that it?
He's laughing now, but Perry says he wants that guitar back.
Hey, I don't understand, why don't I have the guitar? You throw something into the stands or into the crowd, it's customary that the people who get it, get it.
Well, maybe. So was it really his guitar to keep? Well, this has come up a couple of times with valuable baseballs that get hit into the stands during games. And really what it comes down to is whether this guitar can be considered abandoned property. One lawyer that we talked to today said that all depends on Prince's intent when he tossed this guitar to his fans. And Dan and Carolyn, while we tried to reach Prince for comment tonight, he has not yet called us back. I will let you know as soon as he does.
Evening in Oakland. Cecilia Vega, ABC 7 News.
Yes. Let me say, we called Prince, but he ain't called us back. What Prince number is, Shotty? Let me call Prince. Lord Jesus. Yeah, I'll put the video up, but you can actually see Prince actually throwing the guitar into the crowd. You can see, Prince Cool is a motherfucker, 68-year-old man with heels on. Incredible. Did y'all hear the dude say $750 to see this concert? He spent $750. God damn, Prince pimping hard. On the other side of town, though, this is very interesting. I don't know if y'all, this is my last, I'm ending the news now, but major development on the racial anti-abortion billboard. Are y'all familiar with that? New York, a controversial anti-abortion billboard in Soho aimed at African-American women and children is pulled down after mass outrage from black leaders. Reverend Al Sharpton, who applied pressure to the group who put the ad up, said that it was especially offensive during Black History Month. The billboard was offensive, especially during Black History Month, and I had intended to hold a press conference Friday in front of the billboard to protest the message of racial profiling and against a woman's right to choose, Sharpton said Thursday. The group responsible for these ads, called Life Always, has also placed similar ads in Texas. Now, the thing about it is, the mother of the baby, picture, I don't know how the news media found it, but, I'll let y'all hear the mother of the picture of the baby that they use to advertise this campaign. And it's amazing, actually, what is put on there. It says the most dangerous place, for an African-American. Damn, I can hardly see it. Okay, fuck it. But y'all will be able to hear it in a minute. Here it is.
Mother of this little girl featured in this ad said she didn't even know about this billboard until over the weekend when a friend saw it. And tonight, during an exclusive interview with her, she tells me she thinks this billboard should come down. The billboard of the little girl in a lavender dress looms large over 6th Avenue in Soho.
She sees a photo and, look, mommy, it's me. And, that's as far as it goes of her understanding of it.
That innocent-looking face you see under an anti-abortion message undeniably controversial belongs to 6-year-old Anissa Frazier.
I would never, endorse something like that, especially with my child's image.
2 years ago, Trisha Frazier signed up with a modeling agency to have all 4 of her children photographed. There's Anissa on the left in her lavender dress.
I know what I went in for that shoot for, and that's not what, I would agree to.
When she signed the release form, though, Frazier knew the photos could be sold as stock images, but never thought her daughter would become the face of a pro-life campaign focusing on African Americans.
I want them to take it down.
The billboard was paid for by an anti-abortion group called Life Always. The words, "the most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb," they say, are intended to raise awareness.
This is not targeting, again, black women. This is targeting the practice and saying to black women, if you find yourself in this crisis of an unexpected, unwanted pregnancy, there are alternatives to death.
We have put Ms. Frazier in contact with the organization Life Always, and they're expected to make contact with each other. Ms. Frazier, ironically, didn't receive any cash for those photos when she took them 2 years ago, but she tells us she didn't think any of them were worthy for submitting for any other photo opportunities, any other modeling agency, but we are expecting that she will be in touch with life always.
There it is, man. Okay, yeah, you're right. Pretty Pretty Cat is in the chat room. Help me out with that one. Thank you so much, Pretty Cat. Basically, what it says, oh, look, give me a minute. Basically, what it says is that the most, on the billboard with the baby's face on it, it says the most dangerous place. Damn, can't see it. Again, I messed up. The most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb or something like that, right, is in the womb. The most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb. Can y'all believe that shit? Let's talk about it. That is straight-up racism. Is that racism or prejudice or some sick fucking shit? Which one is it? You know what I'm saying? Call in. Let's talk about that shit. Who the fuck think of shit like that? The most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb, is what it said, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb. Yes, 220. That's what the fuck they said on the billboard. He was says, ain't black folk going to do nothing about this? For one, we ain't got our own something to counteract this. Well, the thing about it is, you know, Al Sharpton and a few other people, is down now. But they also said there's another one in Texas. But they did fight to take the billboard down. So it is down. 253, come on in with us. 630, you on the air.
Oh, hey there.
Hi, hi there. How you doing? What's your name?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm from Canada.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's your comment? We can't hear you. Uh-oh. He had no comment. Wow. Incredible. Well, that was a comment out there. Call in out there. The most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb. No comment. Maybe he'll call back. Wow. Oh, that sucks. Heard my voice of many waters. You feel me? Heard that soul, that voice of Jesus, baby mama. Anyway, but yeah, Pretty Cat, you're right. To get folks talking in outrage. No, but the billboard is down, which is a blessing. Nah, 220. But billboard is down, but you can tell that the mindset, and I don't know what it is, but how do African Americans become a victim of stereotypes where now someone, the makers or the ideology of building a campaign such as anti-abortion and pro-life, what does it come where the most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb? Damn, is it that bad for African-Americans now? Like, you know, I mean, if you really look at it, just look at it. The most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb. What are they saying? Does anybody know? What are they striving to say? Because we know the womb would be an African-American woman. When did that become a dangerous place for an African-American? I don't understand it. Somebody please help me out. Call in. You know, I just want to know. Call in. Put, you know, 347-884-9239 is the call-in number. I just want to know, when did that, you know, how the hell they can come up with something like that? Like, what are on their minds for them to say that the most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb? Pretty Cat says it's dangerous for us to carry life. Why would it be dangerous? You know, I don't understand it. If that's what there is for us, what about everybody else? What about all the other nationalities, women of different nationalities? Why is it dangerous for us? What are they saying? Because, it could be a real positive campaign, or a positive ad that we can just figure out what the fuck they're saying. Are all, well, don't get me to start talking. But are all, incredible. 347-457-459. Come on in. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Friday. I was on your show the other day with Smoke.
Hey, baby. How you doing? Welcome back to the show.
I think that's, I honestly think that's a little, it's a little funny. One thing I was sitting there trying to think, like, what could they mean by that? And I was saying, you know what? One of the most dangerous places for African-American is the womb. Why? Because in our communities, we still eat slave food. We still eat shit and ingest things that's detrimental to our own health. You know what I mean? So the average, quote-unquote, African-American woman, you know what I mean? She's eating McDonald's all day. She's putting, and the average, I'm not saying white people don't eat McDonald's, but we eat just a lot worse than they do. So we start the poisoning from there. I mean, I don't know if that's how that, but that's, you know, that's some.
Well, we can add that to it if that is the case. Yes, yes. I mean, because we got to figure this thing out, you know? I mean, because sometimes truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we equate, like, let's say racism as, I mean, some words as racism, but it, or it could be the truth.
Yeah, and that's something like, you know, on top of that, the most dangerous place for African-American is in the womb, I guess, because it's like, yo, you can't even join in the fight. Like, we got a lot of stuff. We know if we're dealing with something that's on its way of being extinct, and anything that's on its way of dying, that's when it's the most dangerous. That's when it's the most violent, aggressive. And, you know, so we need as many real, awake, willing brothers and sisters as possible. You know what I mean? We don't even got 9 months no more. They locking niggas up and killing, and then we got the abortion at a rate that it's like, yo, you know what I mean? We got to find a way to get them out in 5 months. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. We need as many people as possible because we got so many bodies but not a lot of minds.
Mm. 50 and retired in the chat room said, black women been giving birth no matter what they eat. They eat
mm-hmm.
better now than back in the slave quarters.
But they still eat, on average, we eat worse than the average, you know what I mean? Like, we don't,
I mean, well, what the hell are we supposed to eat?
Hey, that's for each individual, I guess, to find out. From what I've learned is that, you know, what we should eat is more based on our blood type than anything else, because food isn't even food until it's converted into the bloodstream. But nonetheless, we eat, I mean, the fried chickens, everything that we have in our home is high fructose corn syrup. You go in a corner store, well, I mean, up here in New York, you got corner stores everywhere. You go in a corner store, everything has high fructose corn syrup and all these other kind of things in it that's just detrimental to us. Then we got the Similac. A lot of women is not even breastfeeding no more. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. So we poisoning ourselves. And we feel like if we don't drop dead right there at the moment, then it don't matter. Oh, well, killing me, oh, well. Man, like, it's some super ignorant shit.
Right.
It's like,
right, let me open up someone else, Mike, to add to us real quick, my good brother. 678-949, you're on the air. Grape Ape, I see your hand, baby. Give me one first. Your mic is open, though, Grape Ape. But 678, come on in with us real quick. You're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
220, Atlanta.
Hey, 220. Hey.
I could think of a positive message to come on there.
Say what?
I think that maybe, I said I did think of a positive message for that.
You see it as a positive message?
No. I said I did think of one that could come out of that. Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
They said that black women don't seek prenatal health care. So their womb is dangerous. They could be like,
I've never had prenatal care. With any of my children. I never walked in and did all that shit and took them big ass fucking horse pills and shit. Never had prenatal care. I am the care for my prenatal.
And plus, if you eating right, then your body is gonna.
I'm trying to see, make it positive. I'm trying my best to think of something good that they meant out of that, because it really do seem real bad and like somebody should be smacked. But I'm trying
right.
my best to think of what the hell they could have meant by that.
Yeah, me too. You know, me too.
That's
you know, I mean, what are they
with.
Saying?
At the end of the day, though, does it really matter? All that matters is we do what we got to do. Like, why are we even paying attention to that? I know our people are paying attention, and they're being programmed by it, but that's the problem. It doesn't matter what this motherfucker does. Like, it only matters that we pay attention to the shit. We entertain that shit. Fuck them. Fuck their billboard. Let's just do the work. Let's do what we got to do. Let's do something, but not paying attention to these motherfuckers. Fuck them. Fuck their billboard. The most dangerous place for a white person is outside the womb, motherfucker, because y'all can't even take the sun. Like, who? You know what I mean? Fuck them. You know what I mean?
Now we got to figure out what the hell that billboard meant. Shit. Incredible.
Word, we just, billboard. I'll paint that motherfucker myself.
Pretty Cat said, 220, that there are many billboards out there telling women to get prenatal care.
And even that,
I
like
said,
you
I was
said,
just
you're
not trying to come up with something because it's only negative. I don't see nothing positive in that message. So
you know what? And you know what Huey said in the chat room? Huey B said in the chat room, fuck that shit. They disrespecting us, real talk. People trying to find reasoning behind the crackers bullshit. Fuck that.
Why reason it, though? Who cares what the reason is? Let's deal with it and move on.
Well, no, because here's the thing. If that is a statement, and it may be a few, you know, let's say it's a few African Americans that help build that campaign. You know what I'm saying? We don't know if it's all crackers or whatever, but we know that these people are supposedly pro-life, right? We know that. Pro-life, right? But we just, in order to figure out the mind of your enemy, you gotta figure out the mind of your enemy. You gotta figure out your fucking enemy so you'll know what to do and to stay 19 steps ahead of they fucking ass.
I don't know.
And
I can't read it.
You follow what I'm saying? If they're saying that the most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb, then this is a concentrated effort attack against African American women.
Okay.
You understand? They are, and see, and, yep. And I say this to say because I hear a lot of brothers say that the agenda was about the black man, and they leave us out as if they not out to get us too. This is a prime example of a bullet being pointed at all African American women.
Yeah, I think it goes back to that misdirection.
Does that make sense?
It definitely does. It definitely makes sense. It goes back to that misdirection thing he was talking about before on the other show. I listened in on how they say, like you said, they say it's all about the black man, but it really doesn't matter. They could not kill any black man, but if they take away the women, they kill us all off anyway. You know what I mean? Like, we can't produce without you. And a lot of, you know, brothers on that, well, you know, we came through her, she's a vessel. But it's like, yo, listen, man. Yeah, that shit is, we know what the highest is, and they know what the highest is. That's why the Pope bowed to the black Madonna and all that. And that's why the first black millionaire, wasn't it the chick who invented the perm and some shit like that? You know what I mean? Fucking up your antennas, you can't even absorb nothing no more.
Man, our antennas are etheric any goddamn way. Grape 8, I had to mute you real quick because you got some background noise. I can't stand background noise. I don't know what's wrong. I'm going to put you in on this I got to get your mic open. Are you there, Grape 8?
Yep.
What you got, baby? Welcome to the show, sweetheart.
No problem. Actually, billboard made common sense to me. I mean, you know,
okay.
If we killing off our baby before they even get to come out the womb and get abortions, then it's a place for a black person. I'd have figured that out this month. You know, like
say
I
what?
Said,
say
upstairs,
it again.
That is a dangerous place for a black individual. It's in the womb because you might not even make it out the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but here's another thing, though. But here's another catch 22. Why does it have to be African American? Why didn't they just remove African American? Because all types of nationality in the form of women are getting abortions. Why African Americans?
Guess what?
Why just couldn't it be the most dangerous place is in the womb?
I don't give a damn about some other bitches. I know about my people. My people, we need to take heed of that shit, and we don't need to be killing our babies no more. They need to take heed of that billboard instead of crying about it and stop having fucking abortions. And the womb wouldn't be the dangerous place for black people.
So we get abortions at higher rates than other women do. And these girls be rushing down there. They can't wait to kill their babies.
Huey B says in the chat room, the whole black community is in a war and nobody want to say shit. Now, I'm you got to explain a little bit more. The whole black community is in a war. Who are they warring with? Are they warring with each other or what? Help me out on that one. Jolly, I see you, sweetheart. You're on the air. Welcome, the host of Left Blank, Jolly Ali. You're on in the building. Thank you for joining us. You on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I be heard?
Yes.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Nicole. Appreciate you. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm doing my best. Thank you for asking.
Good to hear your voice is getting a little better.
Yeah, I had three bags of green tea. You feel me?
You don't like honey?
Okay,
thank you.
It's a rubber
okay.
dozen.
Yeah,
that's not money.
Exactly.
And I've been shitting all morning.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with your voice.
I don't fucking know either, man. I think this goddamn cough syrup give me diarrhea or something. It's just not good. Got the runs and shit. I'm overdosing on cough syrup.
Yeah. Maybe a little less cough syrup, a little more honey.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Go ahead. Did you say money? Yes. Okay, I'm with that. Let's go.
Now you right now, bro?
Huh?
Now you right now?
What you got, baby?
I was calling in to respond to, I believe it was Great Ape who made the assertion that black women will stop having abortions and maybe the womb wouldn't be a hostile environment. And that's not true. The womb is a hostile environment, period, point blank. A lot of babies don't make it, and it has nothing to do with abortion, okay? So the hostile environment of the womb has nothing to do with abortion, Great Ape. And it has all to do with the fact that my body is used to my organs and my shit being in myself. So anytime you have a foreign object, and I don't care how long that foreign object is in you, your body still works to get it the hell out. So sometimes women who want a baby, who love this baby, who've named this baby, picked out the crib and painted the nursery, your body at any given chance, at the first sign of weakness to get at that baby, will fuck that baby up and get that baby the hell
yeah,
out.
That's true.
So it has
that's
nothing
true.
To do with abortion. And
not
it has
at all.
Nothing to do with the mean-spiritedness of some of these quote-unquote bitches in the street. And it has all to do with the fact that a baby will, until it gets the hell out of your body, not be a part of your body.
I would definitely like
wait, let me get Great Babe back in because he got that noise on his phone. Great Babe, you want to say something about that?
Yeah, that still don't change the fact that women still killing their babies and having abortions. Like, what that's got to do with anything?
Because the abortion is not the hostile environment. The womb is.
I mean, why not? Why is it not? You know, like I said, a female criticized me for banging, gang banging back in the day. Like, you know, use the cause of the problem or killing. No, like I told that bitch, y'all have a problem for having abortions, nigga. Y'all killing more of us than we get chance to kill our damn selves.
Y'all goddamn kill us before we get a chance to kill ourselves.
That's
great. Okay, I was the only one that saw that was funny. Okay.
You just say you need more people to kill. And you mad because you don't get more people to kill.
Yeah,
like,
that was pretty good. That was a good one there, John Lee. What is that? He mad because he ain't got enough people to kill. Give up them babies so we can gang bang on their ass.
But we can get their goddamn man.
Hold on.
Okay, in, New York. What you got to say, 347-459?
The sister, I didn't catch her name, but she said that the womb itself is a hostile environment and that the baby is a foreign object. Now, I'm not a woman, you know what I mean? So,
well,
you know,
doctor,
you're correct. Oh, but let me finish. You know, when you, for one, when you have eggs inside your body, your baby is made up of sperm and your egg that's in your body, and everything, your body is designed to make babies. You know what I mean? You are here to create children. You are here to be abundant in the physical. So when you have a child, there's nothing foreign about that. Your body is not working against. Your body creates those
organs. Let me say this real quick, because I am one that has I'm considered Rh negative, and what people don't understand is that when I had my daughter, my first daughter, without, you know, care, without a doctor and all that other shit, my first daughter, I had it without a doctor. My second, third, and fourth children, a doctor was involved, okay? And meaning I went in and did all the shit that most women would do, go in and get the checkup and all this type of shit. So let me explain to you. By the time I was 20 and pregnant with my second child, the doctor did blood tests on me and said that I have Rh negative blood, and which means that anything that comes in my body would attack it, will attack that child, and thus it would become stillborn, or it would dissolve. My blood cells will attack the baby's blood cells. Do you understand what this is what Jali is talking about? Everybody is saying, and they say
no.
Anything that is foreign, my body will attack it. I just want to explain it to y'all. There's a lot of Rh negative women on the planet that their blood cells will attack the babies if, in fact, the baby's blood set, the blood is not of the mother's. Do you understand? So anything
yeah.
that is not of the mother's, for those that are Rh negative, the woman's system will attack it. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? So they feared, in a sense that the doctors feared that my blood would attack the child,
mm-hmm.
and that I wouldn't have one. In other words, I can abort my own children.
Mm-hmm.
I can have a self-perform abortion in me, depending on if the child is of me or if the child is foreign. Does this make sense to everybody? So,
yeah.
Yes, your body does attack anything that is foreign if it's not of the environment that it is created in. So
well,
I just want to put that on record so a lot of people don't understand that shit. Yes, anything that is foreign. So, yes, a baby could possibly, that sperm could possibly be foreign. 50 and Retired said, proven once again, Don is an alien. I keep telling them people that, you know, it's a compliment, 50. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even supposed to have sex with human men because I'll fucking kill their children. I'll devour their ass. All right, moving right along. Go ahead, Jali. I just want to let everybody know that that is true. And they, you know, they wanted to perform a Rogaine, I forgot, I can't think now, indirect coon on me to make sure that my blood or, you know, my system wouldn't destroy the baby. But I refused that as well. That's another story. Yeah, I can get rid of anything if it's foreign in my body. So
that's what I'm saying.
And the
but like,
other
okay.
thing I wanted to add to this conversation was that the company that puts out these billboards, the reason that it matters to me that they specifically targeted the African-American community, and I hate that term, by the way. I hate African-American.
Yeah.
But they targeted the African-American community. The reason it bothers me is because this is not coming from an African-American group. It's an anti-abortion group, you see? It's not a black group that's anti-abortion. It's just an anti-abortion group. So why wouldn't you want all American women to not abort their babies? Why say black women's wombs are fucking a dangerous environment? Like, white people's wombs are the most hostile environment there ever was. They can't have abortion because their bodies already abort their babies. They barely make it to the point where they can get an abortion. They already have.
You know what? I got to read what Aminti said in the chat room. I think it's just right and exact. She says it's a woman's choice to get an abortion, and I do not speak against it, against that. Yet, abortions used for birth control is what I'm against. But here's the key thing she says. What is more important is the mentality of the mother carrying the child. I like that, because that's very true. Nobody wants to, you know.
We live in a very, very sexual society. Like, everything is so provocative. Everything is just, like, everywhere. Like, even, for instance, on the train, they promote, like, we want to protest that shit. I got some shit to protest. They got this advertisement that they got in the trains up here in New York and shit, and it has like a two brothers on there, right, dressed on some hood shit, hoodies and all that, and one brother got his hand around the other brother, and it says "My Boo," and it's just on some, you know what I mean? Like, that's just the advertisement. That's all it said. It says that has the information, like, day, but they promoting that it's okay to be in the hood and all of this and be a faggot, and that's why we got a lot of niggas walking around with their ass out. And when I see them, I call them booty boys. I let them know, like, nigga, I don't care what kind of gang you in, nigga. I don't care how much crack you sell. I'm not scared of you with your ass cheeks out, dog. I'm not. Like, y'all niggas walk around with your booty out. That shit is gay. You advertising yourself. That we need to be really getting that type of shit that we put on in the street.
So y'all need to call Al Sharpton and protest that shit.
Fuck.
Okay.
Al
Sharpton must be gay because he damn sure don't protest shit like that.
Do you remember?
He protests
when
that.
When they try to make a law in some states where
just
couldn't do that, and people were so against that. People didn't like it.
What?
People didn't like what?
Or so.
About
I can't remember which state it was. I want to say California, but I don't, you know.
People didn't like what? I missed it.
They was gonna do that in New York.
They
tried to make
them pass a law. Wait, let me hear 220 real quick. What happened?
They was trying to pass a law where the kids had to wear their pants up when they butt. They couldn't sag, and people came out and protested against it.
No, I'm not really into. I wasn't talking about the protest of that. I was saying about that particular billboard that New York was talking about. In the train station and shit, with two niggas hugging themselves, hugging each other, and they pants sagging, saying "My Boo."
Yeah, that shit need to be pro. Then they got that RuPaul shit. They got the you got everything is gay in New York. The Alvin Ailey shit. They got some black dude looking super fucking foodie in a leotard leaping. They got some other shit. They got this RuPaul advertisement that keep running that they have in every fucking train station, Drag Race. You know what I mean? They got a big ass shit in Manhattan for that one. And then you got this other shit with the fucking Hitler mustache laying on his stomach on his couch with a fucking robe on and his ass in the air. Like, this is the advertisement we pass by on a train every day.
Smoking in the chat room said fagging is niggas spelled backwards. Damn sure is. Goddamn,
hey,
Smoke. I done learned something today.
Backwards thing of a god is a faggot.
Who?
You know what I mean? Because niggas is gods. Nay gods. We gods. Faggots is the opposite of that. You can't be. And you know what? I respect dykes way more than I respect gay niggas. Why? Because a dyke is a woman who chose to gravitate towards a masculine, more stand-up position in her situation. A faggot or a gay nigga is somebody who chose to deal with society like a bitch. You know what I mean? Like a weakling. You chose to be a faggot as opposed to standing up and dealing with life. I don't respect that. I respect these sisters out here who buy
women are
weaklings.
That makes no sense, sir. That makes no sense.
Did he just say women are weaklings?
No, yeah.
Sure. They're willing to stand
up. You just said that a gay woman, you can respect her because she wants to be a nigga. But the reason you can't respect a gay man
because
she wants to be
a nigga, but she's more stand up. Like, if you observe.
Sir, you just called women weak, is what you just said. I don't know if you realize it, but you just said women are weak.
I didn't say women
will be IQA will say, hey, let me say something. IQA in the chat room said, if a woman have a child and she don't love it, may grow up to even kill the mother. That's why I kill Abel's bitch ass. I'm sorry. This is supposed to be a serious topic. My bad.
No, that was funny.
Oops. No, but that's his name. I kill Abel. That's what he said. That's why I kill Abel, bitch ass. No, but let's deal with that. If a woman have a child and she don't love it, may grow up to kill, even the mother. See, to me, I look at everything as everything happens underneath the surface. Most people are trained. We've been brainwashed, subliminally mindfucked, to look at just the cause and the effect and not the cause that caused the effect. We don't look at the cause that caused the effect. See, so when we have this discussion on abortions or guns and all of that, we just look at because the dude had a gun in his hand is the effect of killing the brother. But nobody look at the cause that caused the effect underneath the surface.
Mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? We're just having on top of the surface discussion because it appeared to be apparent.
Because that's what they tell us to say.
Yeah, that's what they want us to look at the shit apparently on top of the surface. And that's not the case. We got to know why it is what it is. We got to understand that. We got to really figure out why it is what it is. And, you know, for real now, if there's a force beyond human control, if there is a force that exists beyond human control, and let's say, does anybody agree that there's a force beyond human control?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, New York? You agree with that?
Yes.
220?
Yeah.
Grave 8? He probably muted himself. Okay, well then if we all agree that there's a force beyond that can control the outcome of any situation, regardless if a human has will or choice to do the matter, then we must look at this particular conversation as abortions or someone dies in the street as if what? Then who's in control? Is the human in control for pulling the trigger, or was it designed that this person would leave the planet at a particular time by the hands of someone else?
I mean, there's a difference between manipulation and control. There's a difference between having a choice, because you can have a choice and not really have control. Whatever is designating or whatever is giving you that choice or whatever principles or laws that you have to obey based on whatever it is you're perceiving, you know what I mean, that your freedom is always limited. We always need something. So the control, when I'm saying there's a control outside of human control, I'm just saying that I can't control the creation of, you know what I mean, outside of, you know, what I could perceive. But, you know what I mean, I could still have a choice in that. You know what I mean, a choice in how.
Well, yeah, we all do have choices, but we agree that there's a higher power, or so to speak, that controls everything. It just trickled down to us in a physical form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we just looking at everything as because of this is the reason why that happened. But is it all designed, is what I'm asking. Is it already been designed that on this day, this particular woman would be pregnant and then 2 weeks later, you know, 13 weeks later, get an abortion? Is it all designed that way?
Yes.
Meaning, you know, one, let's say that she was not, you know, thinking about being pregnant. Who gives a fuck about that? But she got pregnant, and it was designed that that baby would be out of her system.
I think it was designed that the baby would not come to fruition, but,
exactly.
But the way it happened was her choice. Like, for example,
right.
You know, death, I think death comes exactly when it is meant to come. So the leading up part is on you, but the end result is as it's going to be.
True. And it is also designed that certain beings will still come through regardless of
exactly.
What the human choice is. You see what I'm
exactly.
saying? It is still designed because, of course, in my case, my fourth child, I tried everything in my power to get an abortion, and the heavens wouldn't allow it. And they control every human being on the planet to make sure that I didn't fucking get that abortion. They controlled every human being on the planet to make sure I didn't get that abortion. So
and
you got women that try
just, yeah.
in all their
exactly.
might and all their power
exactly.
to get something done, and it doesn't
and
work
happens.
In their favor regardless
nope.
of choice.
Mm-mm.
If
mm-mm.
it is designed, there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope. It's not meant for you.
I remember crying because I couldn't get it. So with that being said, we still looking at shit as it's the woman's this and this woman's that, or the white man and set it up so to take the shit. But let me tell you something. If we're dealing with a higher power, something that already designed your fucking life, there's nothing you can do about it. There's
but
nothing.
See, on top of that, I feel like that's like a reason. I feel like the devil, if there ever was such a thing, would be procrastination. And I feel like we as individuals, like, yeah, there may be a design, like a framework, more or less a pattern, you know what I mean, that our life may go on, but it's really our decision. And if, you know what I mean, we have to really the so-called, you know, I mean, the driver's seat, so to speak. Like, I feel like a lot of the ways that we think about these things make us lazy. Like, when we say, oh, well, it's out of our hands, and, oh, well, you know, it was supposed to happen that way, or, you know what I mean? Like, when we think about,
well,
we're
not
thinking.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's the only way we'll be able to cope. See, you know what I'm saying? When people write it off as it's supposed to happen that way, that gives them the power to do something else. Not to be stuck. You got most people that'll lose their mind because of something, you know, of saying you can't go back to work. Here's your pink slip. But that person don't say, well, damn, it's supposed to happen that way. They fucking go into a depression. So when people, because I have to teach my children, it was designed to happen that way. Now let's do something else. You understand? Yeah. It stamps people into an emotional world span if they don't think that it was designed that way. It's better to see it that way than to be stuck and be pissed off at somebody that says you can come in to work and now you ain't got no job and there's nothing you can do. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like psyching yourself into psychic self-defense so that you can finally move forward.
Mm-hmm. And that's for people who need that. You know what I mean?
I need it because if anything happens in my life, I don't get emotional over it now. I understand everything is what it is. It happened because it's supposed to happen. And if it wasn't supposed to happen, it wouldn't have happened.
Exactly. So that means we can't, that we have, like, we might as well not even discuss why things like, why the billboard and shit like that, like, it doesn't matter, it's supposed to happen. Like, why even deal with it? Why worry about it? Why even say, well, we want to get out of a situation? Why? We could feel like
wait,
I don't get up.
But to say that it happened because it was supposed to happen does not invalidate the other things that happened because it happened. You see what I'm saying? Because I know, like, for example, if I am 3 months pregnant and I miscarry, you see what I'm saying? Because quote-unquote God did that, then I kind of have to figure out, you know what I'm saying, you know, the good in that. Because I know that, you know, God wouldn't do anything to me, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, isn't for my best. So I come to terms with my miscarriage and be like, okay, obviously wasn't meant to be. But if I kill my baby, if I have an abortion at 3 months, then, you know what I'm saying, I don't have that same courtesy with myself. You know what I'm saying? People expect that you are understanding. Like, I believe that I'm not going to do anything bad to me. So if I have an abortion, then I have to know that that's in my best interest. You see what I'm saying? But people don't give themselves that same courtesy. So instead of having an abortion and moving on, they
right.
have an abortion, and it fucking cripples them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I mean, same situation. You could say, okay, boom. You're pregnant, 3 months pregnant, and situation A, you have a miscarriage. And then, as you say, you could say, well, this was God's design or what have you. But what about the thing? Because a lot of times, We you know, the unseen, the hidden, the unknown, we throw that to that's just God or what have you. Now, what about the things that a person may be doing that would be, you know, messing up a chance to have a child? Like, we don't really even know ourselves like that. You know, what's causing these certain kind of things? What do we put in our bodies? What do you wear? What goes in your pores? Shit like that. What are
what?
We breathing in? All these things
are saying there are women who are pregnant 9 months don't even fucking know they're pregnant. So how are you going to talk about it's
true.
What we wear and it's what
that's
we
that's very
eat.
True.
You got an entire fucking show. Of
yeah, I know a woman that carried
birth,
her baby full term and didn't even fucking
months.
Know she was pregnant.
I was fucking 5 months pregnant before I even fucking knew I was pregnant.
Yeah,
and
so
was,
that doesn't
I was
matter.
Acting as ass. Trust me,
I mean, there's so many different variables to this topic and to anybody's life. It's so many different variables. That's why I always say it's important if you haven't experienced it to learn to shut the fuck up. If you have not experienced it, then shut the fuck up. That should be a goddamn word of wisdom written by Donna Corleone. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, other than that, it's just straight up opinions.
And can I add this, Don, as well? New York, you said, you know, people have their past. And what people also forget is that baby that's in that womb has a past, you see. That baby has a destiny. So let's not forget that soul has to carry out its destiny. And if its destiny ends in the womb before birth, then that's that destiny. You see? It's not for me to tell that soul what path it's on or what that soul can and cannot do, you see? I can either agree to be on terms with that baby's soul, because my soul is, I don't want you coming through me, and that baby's soul is, I'm not supposed to come through. Do you
right.
see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Well, what about if you don't want to have a child come through you, then you take preventive actions? Like if you have sex and
what is
preventive
action?
Pregnant and you, I don't want you coming through me, I'm going to abort you. That's kind of crazy right there.
Listen,
like,
let me tell you
humble
something, brother.
Opinion.
Let me tell
I've
you
never
something, brother. My mother, okay, was extremely sick with my sister before me. My mother had 16 fucking pregnancies and only 5 came through. By the time she had my sister, her doctor was like, look, you going to die, bitch, if you have another goddamn baby. You sitting to tie your goddamn tubes, and that's the end of it. She got her shit tied. Okay, we done with having babies, nigga. And then came me. You see? So while you say preventive measures, that's fine. If you want people's soul to be at rest to say, well, I did all I could do and I still had a baby, that's fine. Then that's good for those people's souls. But what is to happen is going to happen. And the quicker you get on page and stop worrying about the judgment of the situation and just learn from the situation, you grow. You'll be better off.
So in the case of your mother, what are you saying again? I missed it.
She had her tubes tied.
Right, right. I understand all of that. But to bring the point home for New York to understand, what was the gist of it? What's the moral of it?
She had her tubes tied to prevent another pregnancy. And then she got pregnant with my ass. You see?
Once her tubes were tied?
Yes, her tubes were
tied.
So
you came through?
Yes,
see, it was going to happen inevitably.
That's what I'm saying. They
yeah.
tied her tubes. Like,
see, and I know another woman who tubes was tied and had babies. I mean, if it's meant, there's no such thing as preventative, because if God wants you to do something, it's going to fucking happen regardless of what anything external you do to yourself. That's what I figured out. I figured that shit out. There's nothing you can do about it. There is not a doctor. Because remember, the doctor also told me that all my children, if I didn't get this particular shot, would be born dead.
Yeah.
Well, I refused the fucking shot, and I got them all. I got them all. So at the end of the day, if, like I said, if there is a design plan, first of all, man plans a plan, but the Most High is the best of planners. It doesn't matter. Them babies are going to come through regardless if there's 50,000 million billion abortion clinics all on every corner, or if there's a doctor saying, woman, you are at risk. I suggest you abort the baby. Your health is failing and all this type of shit, but she gives birth to it and she lives for another 100 goddamn years. It doesn't matter. It is designed. It is beyond our control. It is beyond our control. If they want something to happen, best believe it's going to fucking happen.
That's it?
That's the truth. That's the fucking truth. And everybody want to throw their opinions out on, well, it's right, well, it's wrong, well, I think I agree, well, I disagree. At the end of the fucking day, abortions is not right or wrong. Giving birth is not right or wrong. However, everything is designed. It has already been written what's going to happen in your life, my life, and everybody else's life. It has already been written. It's been written. That's just what the fuck it is. All
hey,
one, come on
say,
in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine? We wouldn't even know, Jolie, if there was no such thing as a divine plan.
Exactly. If the doctors were right. Exactly. If
exactly.
The doctors were right. Yep.
And she
tied
her tubes.
Right.
She did everything that the doctor said.
Yep.
We wouldn't
yep.
even know Jolie if there was a divine plan. Y'all wouldn't even know my daughter Warrior if there was a design. If it wasn't a design plan, because Warrior was going to straight to a damn mayonnaise jar. All ones, come on in.
Hey Don, this is New York calling. How you doing?
Hey baby, what's good with you?
Not
got Mr. New York and Miss New York in the building. What's good, girl?
Not much, just in here listening to you. I was on and off, you know, during the hour or so because I had a lot of stuff to do. But I definitely agree with that. I have five kids. And
right.
All my kids were risky. All of them were risky. As a matter of fact, my middle child, my water broke at 32 weeks. And they kept me in the hospital and sectioned me when I turned 36 weeks. And he was born with no water. I had a dry birth, actually.
Wow.
And they said that he was supposed to be, like, mentally retarded because he had no protection in the womb and so on and so forth. And this boy is far from retarded.
Right.
Very smart, young man. He'll be 17 in April. You know, so when the Most High has a plan for you in your life, and your children have to come through, they will come through. Now, my tubes, I have a tubal ligation now, which is a little different from tubes being tied because I had them burned and sealed and all of that. So
yep.
Now if a baby come through that, I'm definitely going to Oprah.
Hey. Well, you wouldn't be the first. I mean, so many women have had it. And
yeah, because it is a 1% chance. But,
that's right.
Yeah, it is a 1%. Anything is a percent. It means it can happen. But my mom, my brother, my sister actually, who are now 30 and 33, actually, my mom's tubes were tied too, and they came through.
See, we got
yeah.
three now.
Yeah.
Fucking matter. See, people think preventative or contraceptive. Everything is a contraceptive with the exception of abortion. But everything is also still a design plan. It's still design. It don't fucking matter. We do take preventative measures, and it still happens. That's what the fuck we're saying. If it's going to happen if God wanted to happen.
Yeah. And,
it had nothing to do with us. We as women and you as men are still without power. When
exactly.
it comes to any fucking thing, I don't give a fuck how bad you want to do it. How bad you want to leave something. If they want you to stay in it, nigga, you going to stay in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get out of it.
It's the truth.
That's how you know when you wake up one day and you just realize, God damn, it is some higher shit going on. Because how come when I do this, it never happens. And when I want this, it's a time for every fucking thing.
Everything.
And there's something that controlling every last one of us on this goddamn planet.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how we feel, no matter how strong we are. Like I say, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. You don't, no man know the day or the hour. That's the shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. No matter how we claim we're gods and shit, but there's some force beyond the goddamn world that controls all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say this, please? I just feel like, I feel like when people complain about the numbers of abortions, do you really look around and feel like there's not enough black people? Like, what do we need more black people to do exactly? Like, when they're saying abortions is numbers, the sheer numbers, like, we're killing this many babies. Well, I know the schools I'm in are already crowded. So, in the neighborhoods I'm in are already looking, you know, like, what the fuck are more people going to do? How's that going to help? Like, how is abortion, if nobody aborts another motherfucking baby and all those babies live, how exactly does that help the predicament we're in?
Good question. Anybody can answer that?
I actually think it's a design plan to stop our gods and goddesses from coming. They know that we are smarter. They know that we are more superior. They know that we have certain DNA in our genes that make us more superior. So I think it's an all-out assault against our race because they're only hollering and screaming about blacks and Latinos and people of color having abortions and more. And actually, statistics show that white people have more abortions. Well, white people have more than black people. And that's why they're making a big deal out of it, too, because too many white girls are getting rid of them babies. And we keep it.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about that.
They don't want to talk about that, but it's statistics.
No, they never talk about their own epidemics and
exactly.
shit or whatever the fuck they feel. They always throwing us first because really, it's the concentrated effort is to fuck our heads up. That's all. It's to fuck our minds up. Remember, the devil did a good job to get us to hate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the more they do that propaganda shit on African-American is this, African-American is that, black men are this, black women are that, black children are failing, all white children got all AIDS,
mm-hmm.
all that's to make us hate ourselves. I'm telling you off the fucking rip.
Mm-hmm.
if more black women, let me tell you something, if more black women are having abortions, then we need to look at the statistics of white women who are in the emergency room after being kicked in the fucking stomach by their daddies and had spontaneous goddamn miscarriages. That's the stats we need to look up for the white people. If they not towering over us in abortions, they got to be getting rid of their babies some fucking how, because it's not like they're saints in the street and they just pride and joy their fucking kids. The fuck out of here. White bitches have hostile wombs.
Yeah, like Mr. New York said, he don't give a fuck about them white bitches. Mr. New York said, he don't give a fuck about them white bitches. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. I just know everything is designed. It don't even goddamn matter, man. It was destined for you to have five. It was destined for Jolly to come through as a tube baby, a test tubalization baby. It was destined for War to come through, even though, boy, I did all in my power to motherfucking get us sucked out with a vacuum cleaner. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's destined. Yeah. So we shouldn't even be having an opinion on whether a woman should be conceiving a child because, you know, that's your responsibility. That's what you was born to do. And that's bullshit. Because a lot of women are born as women but can't conceive and never will conceive, so they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, so that's not the case. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. If it's destined that something will come through you, it will.
It will come through.
Regardless of preventative measures.
That's
what people
don't
see.
You can't stop a fucking pimple, okay? So if a pimple is going to come through when it fucking want to come through, then a baby going to come through when it want to fucking come through.
Amen. Amen. But back to the billboard, what do you think that they're, you know, that they're striving to say? Why did they mention African American? The most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb. How dangerous can it be in the womb for an African American?
Mm-hmm.
How dangerous? Is it that dangerous?
Yes. Every womb is dangerous. I mean, ours is no more dangerous than any other womb. I think ours would be a little less dangerous than other ones, being the, you know, original womb.
Right. Is there a concentrated effort, though, to attack African-American women?
Hell, fuck yes. I don't think you're getting no argument there.
There's no argument there?
Because didn't they just tell you, what are we? Don't we have, like, the number one diseases for everything? Aren't black women, isn't AIDS the number one black killer of black women? Well,
so
isn't breast cancer the number one killer of black women? Isn't diabetes the number one killer of black women? Like,
so
you know, everything about us is fucking deadly. And then they show us throwing cans at white bitches on commercials and shit. We are really some fucking deadly, dangerous motherfuckers. But we are. We acting like we're not, but we are. We are fucking dangerous. That's why they try to make it, it's a word game with them. Like, whereas we would call ourselves, like, fierce, they would call it dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are, like, dangerous to them because we dominate them. They don't count when we're around. You know what I'm saying? Like, between black women and all the other women, you know, they don't have shit on them. So it's just a smear ad.
Mm. JL says that he disagrees that the womb is the most dangerous place. JL. Say, I disagree. Yeah. I don't know if it is or if it isn't, but, you know, I mean, let's just do away with the abortion thing, but is it? I don't know, man. I know, goddamn, it would be, if I get one, goddamn, in my motherfucking ass, it would certainly be dangerous for that child or for that seed, that little embryo, little tadpole to be growing and shit. Yeah, it would be dangerous in the motherfucker in my womb. I'm putting on record. But the concentrated effort is to attack the black woman. I mean, there was many conversations and suggestions or comments that, you know, it was to attack the black man. Even when they mentioned welfare, it was to remove the black man out of the house. But I think that, again, it was never the agenda of the black man in regards to this so-called genocide warfare. It was the women. It was all of us. Fuck it. Our men, us, and our children. That's what I say. Every last one of us. That's why it's important that we, you know, start to treat each other as the best goddamn thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Ever walk the face of the planet Earth. We need to treat each other as if we are all we got. Seriously. Every time we see another one of us, we need to see ourselves in them. We need to care. We need to learn to care again. That's what I say. What you got, Jolly? Anybody want to make a comment? Call in. What you got, Jolly?
And if you feel like the woman's room is dangerous, shit, you know, make it comfortable then, damn.
Make it comfortable?
Yeah, make it comfortable for her, you know, when her womb is in fact a host. If you feel like it's fucking dangerous, then make it comfortable for her, you know, to have a baby in her damn womb. Don't bitch about it. Be about it.
I think the most dangerous place for an African American is on the planet Earth, goddammit.
How about that? No one promised us it would be easy.
Huh?
No one promised us it would be easy.
I agree. Shit, fuck that. I don't know, man. It's just all part of it. It's incredible, though. You know, there was a time where sometimes you think that racism don't exist, and then all of a sudden it just pop up on your ass. You know what I'm saying? You just be minding your business and be like, oh, man, racism is over. Then you find out there's a concentrated effort. That's why I hate statistics, unless it's great statistics about us. If that shit got, if it's a negative statistics, I don't want to hear that shit. Don't give me nothing negative in regards to statistics, you know. Like the best statistics that I've heard thus far within the past 3 weeks was that there's 100-something thousand businesses in the state of Georgia, and 1 out of 5 businesses are black-owned, and that shit made me smile, finally. There was another statistic that came out in 2006, an economics report, that said that blacks in Atlanta by itself could make up a portion of Africa's wealth just in Atlanta.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. That's right. Said that the blacks make up, I think, 80% of the nation's economy.
Right.
You know?
That's good.
That was an economics report that came out, I think, in 06, 7, or 8. I can't remember.
Okay.
And that means a lot. See, yeah. That shit like that, yeah. it means as well. It, to me, it's great. That's beautiful. You know? Because then they say that, you know, we ain't got shit. Niggas is this. Niggas is that. Or blacks or African Americans is this. And shit, bullshit, some of us got them doing big things. And to me, it's great. People don't want to digest the fact that, shit, I don't give a fuck how much you feel about the president, but, hey, the nigga got a black wife. Beautiful children. I think this shit is great, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's great to see people in our image and after our likeness doing great things. That's great to me. There was a time when it was hard to see, you know what I'm saying, like black teachers. This might have been like 3 black teachers in a fucking elementary school when I was growing up. Now there's black teachers every goddamn where. I think this shit is great. You know what I'm saying? There was a time where the whole fucking school board was, you know what I'm saying, was populated by nothing but Caucasian motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Now the school board is populated, you know what I'm saying, the Board of Education is populated by nothing but black. I think that shit is great. I think that's fucking great. There was a time when we used to have to motherfucking go to Caucasian doctors for pediatricians. Now there's so many goddamn black pediatricians. I think that shit is great. I think that's fucking beautiful.
There's
a lot of that shit. I just think it's just fucking beautiful. It's just great.
Yes.
There was a time you walked to the emergency room. It wasn't nothing but crackers all throughout that motherfucker. Now there's nothing but niggas in the emergency room, doctors and goddamn NSA clerks and shit, and nurses and shit. I think that shit is great. You know what I'm saying? And Anti-Naive says black fire chiefs out there. I think that shit is great. There was a time with number cracker fire chiefs and shit. Now there's black fire chiefs. Now there are black mayors. Now there are black governors.
Sheriff.
Black every goddamn thing is
judges.
Motherfucking black. The White House is black, motherfucker.
Justices.
Go inside the White House, man. You'll see nothing but black motherfuckers in their office, man. I think the shit is beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It is. It is. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's just fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I tend not to believe niggas. Because, you know, I the people have to remember that statistics, they ask certain questions, you know, not all questions. So when you get a statistic and you have to remember how many people are involved in the statistic and in which, you know, what time frame the statistic was done, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like statistics don't mean shit to me. Even like, especially when they're past tense. You know what I'm saying? That's when it really gets sketchy. Like we looked at some records from 1963 and we found out that, you know, like they'll say in 75% of black homes, there was no father, you know, for women that were on welfare. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, is that kind of shit that's totally misleading? Because, of course, in the welfare paperwork, the fucking father wouldn't be listed in their paperwork because we all know black women are smart enough to not add the nigga onto their fucking welfare and just tell the nigga to go.
Yeah, we cheated the system. I mean, what's wrong with cheating
and
beating the fucking system? Shit,
goddamn
it. 414, come on in, 414. You're on the air. Is this Queen Afami?
You got that right, baby. How you doing?
Hey, man, welcome to the show.
You know, I've been listening intently. I've been having to leave away from my screen, you know, but I when I get back, I put it in, then I just finally called in. But to your last comments, Don, I think it's great, too. I think it's great that those black people got a damn job. Really, I do. However, you know, as we look at the state of education, as we look at the cities around the country with black mayors and governors and all that kind of stuff, I can say that as far as it, you know, changing the dynamics of what's going on in that particularly happens to black community according to the statistics, perhaps, and maybe some eyewitness things that we may see on an individual basis, those jobs are just that, their jobs. And, of course, they're taking care of their families, hopefully, a step better than those who are, you know, have succumbed to the societal pressures. However, what, you know, one of the things I would like to say is this, as I listen to the discussion about abortion, you know, it strikes me interesting that it is always black men who are just so outraged about abortion. And, you know, why is the black woman just aborting all these babies? And I can understand, you know, the them being a little upset about it, you know, in a way, because, you know, that's not even their own personal seed, but, you know, somebody else's, I guess, they consider a brother's seed going down the tube. However, I think that it would be advantageous for them so that they don't have so much stress. It's to make sure, first of all, give thanks to their mother for not aborting their asses. And secondly, to make sure that the woman that they're with are happy, safe, and secure so that she does not feel as though she has to have an abortion. See, I think that is the first step. And also, to have those types of conversations with your brethren. Get in your brother circles and talk about how can we make life fucking easy for the black woman so that she doesn't feel as though she's under pressure to have an abortion. Why can't, you know, and that's just a suggestion. I'm not trying to tell brothers what to do. But as I listen to the dialogue over the airwaves and the YouTubes and all that kind of stuff, I find it very interesting that they're the ones who are most outraged. And, you know, I try to assess the whole situation and look at why do women have abortions. They have them for various reasons, but many times it's because they don't have a connection with the man who got them pregnant.
Exactly.
Now, many times
exactly.
You find the instances of
because I damn sure didn't have the connection, and I was married.
Right. So that's just a suggestion as I was listening that I would have to the outraged brother that, you know, a lot of that energy could be put in education to their own brethren.
Amen.
As well as, you know, taking care of their woman. And as I said on the onset, thanking their mother for not aborting their ass. So that was my comment for today. God, Nicole Young.
Well, it was more than a comment, man, because you've been on the advising mode for a minute, man. I mean, you've been giving, like, great fucking advice, man. Thank you.
Thank you. That was great advice.
Hell yeah, thank man. You. I mean, shit, why not? You know, to figure out
I
how to make the black woman happy so that they can
have
to be connected with her so she'll want to have your seed. God
a
damn.
A happy wife is a happy life. Oh,
Lord
understand.
Jesus, girl, you got game. Incredible.
I'm telling you, you know who I heard say that? I heard a white preacher say that one day. A white preacher on TV. He said a happy wife is a happy life. He said he had to learn that. That a
I always
happy
say
wife
that.
Is a happy life. Right, and it's the truth. Well, he might have got it from you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the key to happiness. The key to happiness is making a woman happy. When a woman happy, everybody in the fucking house is happy. You know, the man can be happy and everybody in the house be miserable.
Exactly.
But when a woman happy, everybody happy. The
ain't
kids happy, the dog happy, the atmosphere is happy. Everything is happy when the woman is happy in the house.
The food
so
happy.
What do you think, how does that make the society look good? If the women in society are happy, we would have a very productive and happy society. So
that's very true.
It ain't that hard. It ain't that hard. You know what I'm saying? It's not that hard. I mean, I don't take a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? Just do what the fuck I say. I ain't gonna tell you wrong. You know what I mean?
And that ain't a whole lot to do what the fuck I
and
say.
And that ain't a whole lot. That ain't a lot. You know, because I'm wise. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot.
I like to be happy too, Queen.
Mm-hmm. I know, baby. You are happy. Mm-hmm. You make sure your ass is happy. I know I make sure I'm happy. Jolly, make sure you happy, baby.
Got to. Got to.
I know. Your happiness is in your hands. See, the man can't make you happy. He can enhance your happiness. You know what I'm saying?
Lord Jesus, speak, honey. Preach, honey.
He can enhance your happiness. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes for a woman to be happy in these days and ages, you got to get rid of them so that you can be happy. But why should you have to do that? You know what I'm saying? Why not just... help the woman continue to be happy.
Exactly. That's exactly
why do they don't do that? Why do they always fight her? You know, not only physically, I mean with words and go against her. Like, I don't understand that.
It's a power
thing. Why the fuck they do it? One thing I learned, and I'm going to say this, and I used to say this to women who walked in my shoes when I left the shoes for them bitches to walk in, was that the nigga hates you. He hates you.
Subconscious.
Because that can't be love if a nigga's giving you a hard time. He hates you.
Right. Subconsciously, you know, they do. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I've never had children, but Lord knows I think I could probably give birth in my brain. I think I've done it 1,000 times, but I can't imagine the pain, but, you know, I can just imagine it. And I just think that, you know, from conception, inception, all the way down, you know, it's how it still boils down to how the woman is treated. So you can have a woman during conception, or even just the idea, treated badly. Well, we don't realize that those thoughts are the formative patterns of the brain of the child. So, you know, I used to wonder why I always felt like my mother didn't want me. I always wondered that. Well, that's because she didn't. And she had it in her head. And it formed that thought in my brain. That was the first thought.
Did she say she didn't want you?
No, she never said it. But I felt it. You see what I'm saying? I always felt it. It was
my children, one of mine feel the same way.
Yeah, and
but that's not true, though. But that's not true. I mean,
in my case, it was. In my case, I mean, from I always
I disagree with you, Queen.
Wait a minute. Let me finish saying. I always felt it because she would always say, y'all my children, and I love you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I never felt that she wanted me. You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying? It's a difference to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say this from, you know, how I've looked at these, because like I said, I've never had a child, so I don't know that mother from the womb connection. But I can say that from what I've seen, I can visibly tell children who were wanted from inception and conception, as opposed to children who are like what I call the oops babies. You know,
well,
like,
God damn it, you got me there, because I got a few of them oops motherfuckers I done had, and yeah, you might be right.
Because you're absolutely
them oops, baby. That's why people be like, you know, why are you aborting these babies? Nigga, these some oops babies, motherfucker. You think
right.
I want to bring a oops baby into this world and hate the motherfucker?
But, and let me say this, because even though, now let me, because I know why you may feel the way you feel in the disagreement part, is because even though at first you like, oh, Lord, I'm pregnant, you know, and it ain't a happy feeling, but as your child began to grow, you began to fall in love with that child. But there are women who from the day they're pregnant till the day they had that baby regret it, hate it.
You're right. I mean, there's no way I can goddamn disagree with you on this shit. And it makes me mad because I want to.
You still care, babe.
No, I can't, because when truth is truth, goddammit, you are fucking right. And I'm just pissed I can't say you wrong.
Oh. You can say it, I mean, you know, you can say it.
I can't, because you're right. It would be beneath me to do that shit. You know, I mean, you are absolutely fucking right. All day, you are right. I swear you are right, and I'm about to cry because, goddamn it, you just hit me right in my goddamn soul with that shit.
Let me say this, Don. Do you know, well, you don't know, but I'm going to tell you how much I study myself and how I study people and how I study things in the world. I mean, just looking at shit, and I'm like, you know, I've always been with like, oh, how did that happen? Well, why is that going on? And that's why, you know, I kind of sympathize with the complainers sometimes, is because that's all they have, the complainers, the whiners. Mm-hmm. It's because they stop at the cause and they can't move forward because in the cause is the blame. So they can't move past the problem and the blame for the problem, but they can't move past that, and that's why, you know, we're literally stuck as a people because we're stuck asking for something from somebody who ain't going to give it to us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't give a damn how much you ask. You want reparations, but how you go get it, they still got to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? So you still asking them for something. When you become totally independent of your oppressor, you ask them for nothing. You don't want nothing from them. You're independent of them, and you begin to produce for yourself. So, you know, until we keep trying to stop them from their prejudices, because they ain't going to do that unless they want to.
Right.
Until they stop their racist behavior, they're not going to stop that unless they want to. We just have to step over that. You know what I'm saying? Just knock them down as you go along, because you can't make nobody do nothing. You can't make a man.
Let me put some more people on real quick, and let me say this. You're absolutely right. The, wow, the leadership is about to take off. You got about 3 minutes to call in. You will not be able to hear the next hour of the show unless you call in. Your boarding pass number is 347-884-9239. You got 3 minutes to call in and hear the next hour of the – look, now you're fucking me up. You got 3 minutes to call in and hear the next hour of the show. If not, you can always listen to the next hour of the show once it's posted up on Donna Colleone's profile page on WGAG Radio. Also, if y'all have an awarding weekend, we see you Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Awarding, strong beginning, not a weekend, and I'll see you in the new Monday, all right? Let me put 678. Your mic is open, 678-974. You're on the air, 803-937. Your mic is also open. Come on in, 678. What you got? 678? Nope, you won't say nothing. 803, your mic is open. Come on in.
Peace, Don.
Peace, baby. Hey,
hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. What's up?
Very good. So,
what's up? What's up, Kirsten?
I'm chilling.
What's your comment?
I guess the leadership is about to
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got the front row seat. You feel me?
Yeah.
You want some peanuts, man? We selling peanuts. We got peanuts. Go ahead, Queen. I mean, you touched my soul, man. Goddamn, I can't even argue
thing.
With you. You them oops babies, man. The people don't understand, man. Them oops babies don't deserve to be here. You feel me?
One more thing about billboards and, you know, whether we should raise our voices about, you know, negative imagery. And I'm like, yeah, we should raise our voices about negative imagery. We should try to get them to take it down as much as we most possibly can. I remember here in Milwaukee, I think it was a real channel, a live channel or whatever, one of them things, they had a picture of a pregnant boy up there talking about anti-pregnancy stuff.
Mm.
I'm like, that's unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? That don't even make sense to even have a boy with his belly big like a pregnant woman. I said it's an insult to the black male. I suggest you take it down. But, you know, black people in particular did not see the negative imagery of that, of a black boy being pregnant on a billboard that faced the South, which is where white people live. I'm like, why do they have to come in and see that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just how the board was positioned. It was not even in the black community, okay? It was at a place where white folks came in and saw this imagery, okay, of a black male pregnant.
Wait a minute, fucked me up with that one. I thought you said it was a white boy pregnant.
No. It was a black male pregnant on a billboard.
Get the fuck out of here.
I took a picture of it with my camera and got it in my file just so I could show it to somebody in case they think I'm
man,
lying.
Send me a text message, man. I need my cell phone.
I will send you that picture.
This is some bullshit. Hell no.
It's on the email. It's on a jump drive. It ain't on my phone.
Oh, that's
lady.
Good. Email me that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to send you that. It's a figure.
And
a
what the fuck did the billboard
board.
Say?
Yeah, I got to know.
It said something. You know, I'll send it to you. I'm going to send you the billboard. Because when I called in the radio station about it, because, you know, I was outraged. I'm like, this is an outrage. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Not only was the image itself an outrage, it was how it was positioned. That was an outrage for me because the imagery and how it was positioned said a whole lot more. I mean, how it was positioned and where it was positioned said even more than the image itself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's feeding a mentality of people who actually work with black children, you know, and earn their living for working with black children. So, you know, when I called in the station about it, you know, everybody was like, I don't see nothing wrong with it. It was, you know, it's true, you know.
What?
It is just a show. I'm
that's called mind control. When you don't see
you know,
nothing wrong with it, that was their job, to make sure that you don't see nothing wrong with it.
And I think when I send you the picture, it's going to show you exactly what the billboard said.
Wow.
It's going to show you exactly what the billboard said.
I'm
and then she said, well,
I ain't
there was
tired
another
of you,
one someplace
I want
else,
you to keep
but
that
I didn't
mouth
see
for real.
Who is that talking?
Okay, I was
Let me say this real quick. The leadership has officially took off, man. Anybody want their mics open to add to the conversation, please push one on your keypad, and I'll open up your mics. You got about, you know what I'm saying, so my switchboard won't shut down. But interesting, man. I have never heard no shit like that. 718, come on in.
You
your mic
billboard.
Is open.
I'm going to email that picture.
Damn, see, we don't have billboards where I stay. Ain't no goddamn billboard. We got shit. We got nothing.
Everywhere.
Thank God I don't live in no shit like that. 718, your mic is open. 206, your mic is open. Thank y'all for coming in. Incredible.
Yep.
Damn.
Unbelievable. I mean, I've seen so many things, you know, and particularly here in Wisconsin, they're so subtle. You know what I'm saying? And you got to really be watching stuff. Because that's where the messages come through it, because they reinforce a mindset. And so you got to always watch the imagery, the messages that are being put forth. And I'm going to tell y'all something else. I didn't know that different cities show different programs in their cities.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I didn't know that. It's something that people get in New York. We don't get here in Wisconsin.
That's right.
You know, and I'm like, okay, so why is that? If we on a network channel, why does some stuff, you know, come across to Milwaukee in particular,
that doesn't go to Los Angeles or New York. Why, you know, so to me, that's a control of information. You know what I'm saying? Or to maintain a certain mentality, you program and stream in a certain kind of information. Some of the information may be so over the top of the populace head that they don't grasp the impact of what they're hearing. You know what I'm saying? But it is so much that goes under the radar here, which is why I kind of understand the mentality here. And it's not just the mentality of black people. It's the mentality of all the people here. That's why I say every state, every city, you know, is kind of like a plantation in itself.
Yes.
And the mentality that's created in the conception of that plantation is how they want to maintain it. That's why you have more people who like in Atlanta, you got a lot of producing people in Atlanta, is because that's kind of like in the South. In that particular area of the South, you find more productive. But on the East Coast of the United States, you find more people who are active, you know, like activists. In the Midwest of the United States, you find people who are more like civil rights activists. You know what I mean?
Right. 313, yeah, because they need to be over there, don't they? 313, come on in. Your mic is open.
Hey, Don, it's Guru. How you doing?
Hey, Guru, how are you? I'm doing my best. Thank you for coming in on this particular topic.
I wanted to give the queen and everybody who was talking about what she was just speaking about on why is it different programming. One of the things that's called in marketing is the marketing segmentation. What we do is we do research, and there's actually different, like you just broke down, Queen, there are actually different mindsets for the different locations. The East Coast have a different mindset state. The South has a different mind state. The Midwest has a different mind state, and the West has a different mind state.
That's why
you see, though, exactly this, how to control it. You can't show niggas in the East some shit that's happening in the West, because they'll flip out. You can't show niggas in the West what's happening in the East, because they'll flip out. That's why it's broken down into national, which is the total broadcasting. Then you have the regional, which is based on those regions that I just mentioned. And then you even have a certain mindset for the local. Local does not think like the region. Region does not think like the national. So that's the studied control that's
it's
going on, and that's why you
quo.
See different programs.
It's called the status quo. You know,
it's also called
programming.
Goddamn it!
Yeah,
it's called programming because, like Queen mentioned, she's talking about television, and that's to tell a lot visually. So depending on how many people from East, West, North, or South are tuned in to those particular channels and stations and frequencies, those are the ones that begin to start to think and be under mind control. Then you have radio towers. For those that tune into that particular station and all that type of stuff, then they're under that mind control. So, and then you got
even
the billboards. Certain billboards are in certain areas for that, like let's say, urban areas, you got a different type of billboard. They don't advertise Budweiser. The same billboard is in every area, whether it's rich or poor, black or white. It'd be different motherfucking billboards on that shit in that particular area. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna put a black man with baggy pants on grabbing a Colt 45 in the Caucasian area. They're not gonna do it.
You know something else I used to like, because I, you know, because of the internet, I've been able to be in touch with people from all over, right? And so, you know, I'll be talking to a friend of mine from maybe New York or maybe even California. They say, girl, you see this movie? I'm like, that movie ain't out here. That movie ain't never played here in Milwaukee. It's certain, like the rest. And there are certain things that they put in certain places. That's why they so against the bootleg industry. Because every movie that comes out now, they first thing they got that disclaimer that it's against the law. Copy this piece and send it in. They know that some stuff they don't in other places. You know, they don't want it distributed everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because like the brother said, it would upset. If we saw some things in the Midwest that was really going on the East Coast or on the West Coast,
oh my God.
we would split. I mean, the whole country would be up in turmoil. If we,
right.
Some of the things.
Imagine if you saw that ad the dude just said was in New York with the gay dudes talk about my boo.
Oh, man. With their butts out? I mean, come on.
Nah.
It's crazy, but, you know, like I said, that's why they're trying to get a handle on the internet.
Yep.
And they're trying to lock the net down so that they can, because if you remember what happened in Egypt, how they shut that whole thing down, shut it all down, which is an indicator that can't happen.
And they used,
you know,
Twitter, didn't
they? Yeah, and the Twitter, but Twitter set up a special component where they were able to tweet out.
What?
Was it Twitter? It was Google.
If they got the power to shut, you know, to shut your telephone down and your cell phones and shit, so you can't reach out and tell some goddamn body.
Exactly.
Whoa, watch out.
Yep.
Because Google's on that hard line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think if any of us really believe in mind, you know, the power of our minds, and you know, we don't know for sure, but we try to speculate about, you know, the ancestors and the people who came before us. And we know when we look at the pyramid, we know exactly how those things were built. And, you know, there's speculation that people were able to move things, you know, with their minds. I mean, I can't see it's not possible. But, you know, I guess trying to understand how to do that is one of the things that I'm trying to look for or maybe
how to do what?
Think about,
you know, I missed it. How to do what?
Telekinesis?
Telepathy.
Yeah.
Telepathy. Mental telepathy.
No, you're talking about moving shit. Moving shit is more than telepathy.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about mental
it's
telepathy.
Telekinesis.
I'm talking about the power
telekinesis
of the mind and how it can move stuff. But so I'm really getting at the base of that is, if they shut down everything, how would we still be able to communicate? Could we move our thoughts, like, across?
Oh, certainly you can. And the interesting thing is, depending on the person that you're going to send that message to, you know, they probably get it 2 days later or a couple of hours later. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, whoever you in tune with real good, they'll call immediately. You know, but they'll come immediately. Depending on, you know, who is you're in tune with. You know, more
right.
in tune with, they'll get it. People that you are not likely in tune with as much as you
mm-hmm.
are with someone else, they'll get it a week later, that type of shit. They'll get the message, you know what I'm saying, for them, because everybody is actually vibrating on different time zones, what people don't understand. Like when they say that one day to the Lord is like 1,000 years, and one day to, you know, us is one day or whatever the fuck. Everybody is vibrating on a different time zone. That's why you can tell when somebody is on your time, because they will receive it instantly. When from somebody that's vibrating on another time zone, they get it in their own time. That's why we say every fruit don't ripen on the bough at the same time, because there's a time that fruit will, and just because you got it faster don't mean you're more advanced. It's just that you're on a different time set, like a different mindset. Everything is already set. So if you and I, because we constantly are in communication, and we are also in telepathic communication as well, you and I, Queen, because when I think of you, you show up.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? And that's instant for me. So obviously you and I are in the same time zone. If it was someone else that I think of or send a thought to, they could possibly get it a week later, and then I have to tell them, man, I thought about you last week.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think it's possible that people move through time zones? Let's say, for instance, like I might be in your zone right now. And this is what I think about when I think about, you know, how sometimes I form relationships with people and then all of a sudden we just stop communicating.
Mm-hmm,
do you move to another time zone? Is that called like a floater or something?
When you meet somebody and y'all later on stop communicating?
Yeah, I mean, just for nothing.
Exactly. That's called time has already ended, because time begins and time ends. There's a time for it never to exist again or to pick up in another
another 1,000 years or another day. You know what I'm saying? It's no difference than you and I don't, we, you know, it's no difference than you and I are talking now and then we stop for no reason. But we do stop for no reason, right? And then we pick back up at when it's time to pick it back up. So that's kind of like the way time is. It's not like we are counting the time of the span. Like, damn, I was with this person for a minute, and all of a sudden, where they at? That type of shit, because that time has lapsed. It's just a, it's a huge gap between it. That doesn't mean it's a long time or a short time. Huh?
You keep extending the show. We're talking
about. Well, yeah, that's kind of true, too, right? In a sense, because forever could be one day, in a sense.
One
but,
day. Yep,
yeah, but that telepathic communication, it is it is real, and people will receive it. It depends on what time frame, what time they're in, what their time zone
there, like,
is.
Exercises to strengthen your telepathic
Yes, there are so
ability.
Many, because I do it with my children, and I do it in the form of games,
because
I like to see who got it, who can get it, who can get my thought faster than the other children, which lets me know. And that's just the simple, the guessing game. Guess what number I'm thinking about from 1 to 9, give it to me. I just do it like that a lot, or colors. And sometimes we send colors to each other, you know. So I just want to see if they could, if they are spiritual children as they are physical.
You know what, though, Don? Let me say this. Since I've been coming to your show and I hear you talk about your family, I just love the way you do things with your children.
Absolutely.
I think that is just the most, just to interact and engage with your children, the things that y'all do together. I regret the fact that my daughter and I didn't do a lot of things together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and as I look back, I think it would have made a whole lot of difference in our relationship that we've had to really develop after she became a grown woman. But I think that just doing things with your children, interacting with them on the mind level, I think from what you say, you know, I think it's just, it's awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
For
what I
think,
I could be lying, right? I mean, I'm what is called an immature mom. I'm a childish mom. I'm not an adult mother. I'm a child mother. I'm just a childish person. I love to play. I'm still a player, you know, and I'm going to stay a player forever. You know, I mean, that's why my children, they love me. That's why it means a lot when my son begs me to go outside and play basketball, because he liked the way I play, because I cheat when I play basketball on his ass.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to play with the nigga now, because the nigga done got too goddamn good, you know? Fucking run, you know, I ain't going to get a score in. But I just, you know, I don't know. I'm still a child. I'm still a child.
See, I was kind of like a dictatorial parent. You know, just do what I say. You know, just do this. I know best. Just
right.
do this. Even though I allowed her some freedoms and thought, you know, like in some choices, but she always knew that there was a line drawn that you don't cross when I say don't do something. That
right.
means no ifs, ands, or buts, no begging, no pleading. It's no. Don't even try
right.
it.
Right.
You gotta get your ass whooping.
No,
don't even do that.
I mean, I'm a dictatorial parent as well, but I'm still a, you know, like when people say, you know, parents, you're not supposed to be your child's friend. Why not?
Yeah, I wasn't.
Why not?
Enough, and I mean,
when I came home, I haven't been home in 2 days because I've been here working at the office. But when I came home last night, you know, I came in and, you know, I yelled to the house and they all ran down and. You know, and they got this little saying for me when I come in. They all chant, you know, besties, and I yell buddies, you know, besties,
oh,
buddies. You know, like, because they my shit, man. Like, fuck, I don't have no friends other than my children. They are my best friends. I can't, you know, like, what would I do without my friends? Like, these are, you know, like,
man,
shit. We play, we eat.
Wait.
We cry, we laugh, we help each other like shit. That's what friends are for, through good times and bad times. And the only friends I got like that are my children.
I can't wait for my daughter to have kids. We talked about it, and we laugh about the fact that I'm going to be a better grandparent than I was a mother. Because I know
y'all always be.
Yeah.
That always happened, and even
even my daddy.
Yeah.
You know, that motherfucker is the greatest daddy on the earth to my children. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Nigga, where was
yeah,
you
yeah,
when I was motherfucking your child?
I mean, all
like
I
damn, you know. But I mean, I like I said, nobody gave
anyway.
Us a book on parenting. That's why.
Right.
That's why
right.
we have to.
Right.
We live and we learn. Nobody gave. I mean, I wasn't as right and exact as I am now, and I know that I still consider myself a fucked up mother to my children, but I'm a great friend. I'm like their best friend. I still consider myself a fucked up mother. Because I ain't
really?
There yet. I'm not there in where they always say a mother should be. I'm not
where
there yet. I'm striving for that if I
where
have to.
Don?
But,
where
huh?
Is, where is that place where a mother should be? I just want to know.
Girl, you
song.
Tell me shit.
Because
okay. nobody won't tell me. They just be like, you know, you need to be a better mama. Okay, how the fuck
yeah.
I'm supposed to be that? Let me
yeah.
know.
What is that? Yeah, what is that?
I have no idea. I'm still waiting on
right.
the women that are mothers that say that shit
right.
to tell me.
Exactly.
Shit, what the fuck is it?
That's because it's knowing it doesn't exist. Thank you. I'm just letting you know. It doesn't exist. Okay? Your children
right.
are happy. Your children love you. You are a good mother. Bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah, they're my niggas, man.
Bottom.
I love my babies, man. I love my babies. They take care of me. I take care of them. And, you know, the one that I wanted to abort so bad, Warrior, I told you, that's the one, the 10-year-old, that took care of me the 7 weeks out my ankle was broke. She took care of me. You know what I'm saying? That's something?
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, me and her
that's
grow.
Beautiful.
I mean, during that 7 weeks, man, I took to her. Like, you know, like I finally
you
knew her characteristics. She was the one that I couldn't
yeah.
figure out of all my family, out of all my children. I couldn't, you know, pinpoint who she is.
Right.
But for 7 weeks, I found out who she is.
That's powerful.
Yeah,
that's
powerful. My girl. Yeah.
That's powerful. Getting
yeah.
to know your children and each, especially if you got more than one of them, each and every one of them are so individual.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It really pulls on a parent. To really have to go through all of those energies, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? But I think that's what makes a good parent is they're able to decipher
able
all of those energies of their children and make them secure and happy and safe and know that they're loved by their mother exclusively for who they are, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's just
and then sometimes you got to pull that energy back and let them, you know, generate their own energy because if not, they'll
explain.
Suck your ass dry.
They'll
explain,
what? They'll
Jolene.
Do what, Jolene?
They'll suck you dry.
Explain.
You, the only
explain.
One that sucks me dry is my son.
Exactly. You got to pull that energy right on back.
I don't know why boys
mouth.
Do that, though. Men, boys, men and boys, grown, I mean, they want to just suck the woman dry.
You know
like,
why,
God damn,
you
nigga,
know
you don't
why.
Think I got, I need a little bit for somebody else.
Because men have a harder time figuring out how to generate their own energy.
Hey,
even grown men will just, you know, out of preservation attached to a woman's energy and suck
okay.
her ass dry. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That's why you have to learn. That's why you have to cut your son off so he can learn early to find his source of energy and build connection. Because if not, men just fucking
from
one
right.
fucking
right.
woman to another.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. Apologies yeah. said, don't get me started about my son. I mean, they are really foreign. I think men are foreign because it's hard to figure them out. They said it was hard to figure us out, but all you can do is look around you, go outside, and you can see us. You know, we're everywhere. We're nature. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of difficult to figure out men, you know, sons
yeah.
or, you know.
I don't think they're that complicated, actually.
Really?
They're far more complicated than them.
Shit.
Yeah. They're pretty
they
simple.
Wasn't,
you
know what?
Know?
You're right in a sense because men was not complicated for me until I had my son.
Yeah.
Like, now that I literally is studying this little creature.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, well, goddamn. It's, you know, like, if I gave birth to every man on the planet, then I overstand, but I didn't.
Okay.
You know, because I've just, we just had relationships with these niggas, but not
right,
this
right.
not this shit here. Like, nigga, what the fuck are you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I've never experienced this shit before. You know,
yeah,
you just want
right.
to say, nigga, where you, what planet you come from?
Yeah.
You know, now it's really difficult. That's why
I guy,
in a sense,
they
all kind of
right
when they say boys need to be with their fathers type shit.
They do.
Or need to have some type of male, you know, bonding, like really like how I do my daughters. We kick
exactly.
it. But
right.
there's not a man in my son's life, honestly, where they kick it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where
yeah.
they're kicking it, where they're
right.
building
right.
or talking about shit, whatever. You know, there is not that.
Your
it's
son
needs,
you know. Your son need, like you said, it's the things of talking men things. As you growing up as a man, as a male into a man, you need to discuss things from a man's side point of view. The mother can give us a lot of motherly love, but at a certain point in time, there's a point that we have to be able to bounce some man shit off another man, and that's what gives us the skills to turn
right.
into men, to be able to handle life.
Right. right. Now the thing about it is that, you know,
yeah.
I got a bunch of men in my family, but the thing about it is I don't trust none of them.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
you got to find the right
man.
That's
where I'm at. Now,
yeah.
my husband, because he's always working, you know, is not around. In a sense,
right,
you know what I'm saying? So when he is around, we do everything together as a family, but there's no time for like a solo mission.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's no solo
yes.
mission. So at the end of the day, but in trust me, you know, I love my father. I love all my brothers. I love you, Bobby. But the thing about it is that I don't trust their mentality. I know my father hates women. I know my brother hates women. So I'm not going to bring my son around that for them to bond.
And you're right. You're right, because all men's thoughts aren't right to grow a man
exactly.
into a man.
Hell yes.
Exactly. So I'm very, like, you know, I'm real
so
skeptic about that, you know.
I'm glad to hear a man say that, because he knows.
I can't hear you. Somebody's phone is, somebody's background is full of shit. Say it again.
Okay. You know, I'm glad to hear a brother say that. Because as a brother, he knows what other men think outside of his own thought process. He hears, you know, in the circle of men, the thoughts of other men and how men think.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good, you know, it's good that the reason why you don't trust your father and why you don't trust your brother is because you know internally that they don't really like women. So why would you expose your son to that kind of mentality?
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do
That's
it.
That's a good mother.
There's
That's
no way. I can't have him. I'd rather, you know, let him loose and let him figure out himself, because then I don't want him to come back and say, it's your fault. You don't want to ask the nigga
mm-hmm.
to teach me. No
mm-hmm.
fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
No fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga learned. I mean, the best example that he has is my husband, as for a man and a husband in his life. That's it. But that's my nigga, man. My son with me today, man. He wanted to kick it with me. He stayed up with me all night, watched over me while I sleep. I was so happy for him. That made me feel better. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I did snap on the nigga. I finally couldn't take it. I'm going to tell y'all, you know, I even went home crying because I just snapped. I was fucking driving, the nigga just wouldn't shut the fuck up. You feel me? Remember that two-for-one shit, Queen? That two-for-one shit, you know, he taught when I taught, and I just snapped. I threw it. I was doing about 60 on the road.
I
asked him to shut the fuck
right
up. Just shut the fuck up. All you got to do is just shut the fuck up. Nigga wouldn't shut the fuck up. I just threw the car and fucking parked doing 60. Just slammed that bitch and parked in the middle of nowhere at 1:30 in the morning. Jumped out the car and snatched his ass out and beat that nigga like he was a nigga in the street.
Woo!
I couldn't take it. I just couldn't. I swear I couldn't take it. I couldn't goddamn
now,
take it.
Now you
and
know what to
I
do.
Mean, I fucking lost it. I swear to God,
it's
I
okay.
lost it. But
it's
I swear
okay,
to God, man,
lost.
that nigga don't say shit no motherfucking more. Like, mama,
that's
watch
right,
over
that's
you.
Right.
I got your back, mama. What do you need, mama?
You
but
go.
I fucking lost it, and I didn't never want to do that to my none of my babies, but. I couldn't, I mean, in the middle of the night, 1:30 in the morning. And I was kind of like Melchizedek and Moses. He asked to go with me. I'm like, you would not be able to handle this on this journey. You would not be able, you can't go because you won't be able to shut the fuck up. He said, yes, I will. I will be quiet the whole way. I said, all right, let's see. And there it is. The nigga went. I said, "Be quiet, Adonia. Just be quiet. Don't say shit. Don't say nothing. Just be quiet, nigga." You know, it was kind of like that movie Jackie Brown. Y'all remember when
Robert De Niro killed Jane Fonda's daughter and shit, Bridget, because the bitch wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right after they left the mall and shit. It was like that scene, because after he said, I said, shut the fuck up. The nigga said, all right, then, mama, I threw the car and pawned like, that shut the fuck up. But, you know, I mean, I did. I just, and I cried when I got home. Like, I can't, like, damn, I know that, I don't know if I'm on a thin line. Like, are we all vibrating on a very thin string now? Mm-hmm. Where the little shit will have us got them pull out a gun and kill everybody.
Yes,
Jolene?
Yeah, we have to be mindful of that. Yes. It's a thin line. It's a very, very thin line. We must always maintain caution because sometimes it's the perfect environment for your low self to speak the loudest. And although, you know, it is coming from you, that is not the best. That is not the best. And once we ascribe to operate in the best manner that we possibly can, we have to be very cautious of those moments where it's like, break that nigga's neck and he'll shut the fuck up. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I damn sure didn't want to get there. I mean, I was shaking. I was throwing the car off of the road. I mean, I was about to kill everybody in that car. I couldn't deal with it. I had to, and we didn't make it to where we were going at 1 in the morning. I was like, I got to turn this bitch around because I'm about to kill everybody. And I asked my daughter to take the wheel because even after that, we got back in the car. You know, I was still ready to slam the fucking brakes, throw that bitch in park, and do it again. And I just said, Tierra, you gonna have to drive this bitch home because I'll kill us all, goddammit. Kill us all over this nigga. Because, you know, it was fucked up because while I was, you know how mamas be driving and throwing their hands in the back, beating the child ass and shit. So that nigga would shut the fuck up. I'm driving, throwing my hands at this nigga. Shut the fuck up. And look, the Tierra in the front seat with me, right, I went on and snuck her ass, too. I hit her ass for the hell of it. Like, shit. Tierra was like, mama, you hit me. I said to myself, bitch, I know. That was the fuck I wanted to do. I just went on and just started sneaking these little motherfuckers. Like, nigga. I just couldn't take that shit, man. Like, God damn, I can't believe I fucking snapped. Man, all I could think of that damn movie or that little series that come on, Women That Snap and shit. That little dead shit, man. Like, God damn. That's all I'm fucking thinking. Like, God damn, I'm going to be on a damn episode of Snap.
So it would be. It'd be a special edition.
Apology says, I think that young men are constantly testing their boundaries. And as a mom or as moms, we must learn, we must let them know when they hit the fence.
Wow.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah. Because as a male growing up, you have to test it. It's in us. It's that testosterone. It's flowing through us. We
That's why I
squat.
Say test.
We want to get down.
Testosterone.
Yes.
Right.
Test her ass wrong, nigga. You get fucked up.
Yep. Exactly. And that's something that's a parenting style, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're childish and you hang out and play the games with them, and they love that. But when they cross the line, they got to get it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why those souls came into your family. They are not the souls that could have been in a family where it was time out and shit. You know what I'm saying? They needed a mother.
I don't get it. You lost me. Say it again.
Well, there are the souls with the parenting styles. There are certain souls that come through certain families.
Right.
They need, like me, growing up, I could not have dealt with a parent who couldn't put their hands on me. On the real, I would have ran over them and destroyed the house. But the fact that I had my moms and my dads that would put their hands on me is what I needed. You know what I'm saying? But they understood how to manage that beatdown.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They all, because we got that reptilian mind in us, that's that fool, fight, fucking flee, that deal in our brain. But when we take the brain wave to the higher parts, the frontal lobe of the brain, where we can analyze, we can be in that emotional moment, but understand, I'm not going to hurt this nigga or kill him, but they're going to get it, and they're going to know. And when that child gets that, they're like, damn, I can't cross that line no more. So I'll go over here, and I'll be cool for a while, and then I'll test another border.
Right. But here's the thing, though, you know, because we tend to snap, like, when you're out of your body, because I'm looking at, it was like I had an out-of-body experience, and I beat my nigga ass in the middle of nowhere and shit. You feel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like I saw this woman whooping that nigga ass, and I was like, damn, boy, she fucking this little nigga. She gonna, girl, you about to kill him. Stop now. You about to kill that little nigga. You know, I mean, I literally saw myself outside of myself like, fuck. I was, like, I'm serious. I was strangling that little nigga. You understand? Like, I, you know, if I didn't see that other silhouette of me watching and making sure that I didn't go for the juggler all the goddamn way, I've been on snap.
I think your situation is a little different from what he's talking about, because this was not, you know, this was a sincere, genuine moment. You know, it wasn't a teaching moment. You know what I'm saying? You were really feeling like this nigga had got on your absolute last fucking nerve, like he had stomped on the nerve and the nerve exploded. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't a teaching moment. It was a sincere reaction. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is a little different from what you're saying, which is when young boys test their mother. Because there's a different way when your son tests you than to beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? As a mother, you don't have to beat his ass to let him know you crossed the motherfucking line. You
right.
just don't have to. You can go about it a different way. But
like
this
what?
Scenario, I think, was just, I think it was a totally separate scenario. I think
exactly.
That, you know,
yeah, because
yeah,
I snapped. I mean, literally. I mean, it was three other innocent motherfuckers in the car. We was all going to go down.
Exactly.
I mean, for real. It was not good. And everybody was quiet on the ride home. Like, this bitch done lost her motherfucking mind.
They didn't know,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody was quiet. They didn't say shit. They didn't say nothing. And then I realized why that woman shot her baby, because she wouldn't shut the fuck up. Remember the bitch, the white bitch? You know,
what?
Like, yeah, the white woman that killed her daughter. Her daughter was 18. And the bitch wouldn't shut the fuck up. Like, people don't understand. Shut the fuck up really means shut the fuck up. That shit really means that. You know, a nigga told me on Nikki Love's show, I was talking so much, that nigga said, why don't you just shut the fuck up? I know what that means. Even though that nigga could kick my ass right there, but if he was in my face, I just would have shut the fuck up and got the fuck away from the nigga. Because, you know, you can snap. You know, you don't want to be around a nigga. If a nigga keeps constantly telling you to shut the fuck up, please, women, shut the fuck up. Brothers, if a woman is saying shut the fuck up, please shut the fuck up. That means that this motherfucker is about to go ham if you keep going. That's what that shit means. I never overstood it until I'm telling you, one time my husband went, shut the fuck up. I just asked him, just shut the fuck up. I'm just asking you to shut the fuck up. And the motherfucker would not shut the fuck up. I done already saw myself getting my fucking gun and just killing that motherfucker, because he would not shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up is serious. That shit ain't no goddamn joke. Shut the fuck up. That's why, you know, and I learned that from Dr. York, because Dr. York said, you know, women don't, you know, you're in an abusive relationship, you know, get away from them and stuff. But he said, always know when a nigga is telling you to shut the fuck up. You constantly running your fucking mouth, that nigga in the goddamn kitchen trying to find something for your ass. He said, learn to shut the fuck up. I mean, we all got to learn that shit, because it's a snapping moment. You never know. I swear you never know. You got to shut the fuck up. I got a short screw. When I really mean for a nigga to shut the fuck up, because I will fucking kill. I got a lot of weapons in my house and in my store. I will fucking slice your throat. Just shut the fuck up. I got a short screw. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just constantly running their goddamn mouth. And your ass always, pow, 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 motherfucker. Shut the fuck up now. This shit's for real. Like, again, the woman killed the daughter because she wouldn't shut the fuck up.
And I even told my children this story. I said, you know how important it is when somebody asks you to shut the fuck up? You don't have to show you the big bad motherfucker by keep talking, because trust me, if somebody is saying shut the fuck up, they're saying it to save your life. That's why I think that woman should just go straight to the mental institution, because it's something mentally. You feel me?
Yeah, you know? She said she snapped. She said she couldn't believe it. She said she never, ever, ever thought she would have killed her daughter. But,
I know,
because
she snapped.
Wouldn't shut the fuck up, yeah.
I mean, that shit for real.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in situations of that shut the fuck up shit, and I'm literally blanked out, saw myself picking up something like my daddy.
Yes, right.
Oh, my God. I mean, I had them shut the fuck up when I was 13. Like, I could hear that motherfucker. This nigga steady running his mouth, and I just fucking visualized him picking up something, knocking him over the fucking head, and beating
the
shit out that motherfucker. He wouldn't shut the fuck up.
They life flash before your eyes. Shit.
Yeah, I see that shit. That shit ain't no joke.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. That shit ain't no joke. Please shut the fuck up. That shit for real. That shit will save your life. All you got to do is shut the fuck up.
That's all they got to do.
Yeah, and people don't understand. And the other person is running their mouth. They don't see it that this person is about to kill you or go ham on your ass.
Simple too. Just shut the fuck up. Why are you talking?
When niggas tell me to shut the fuck up, I know when to shut the fuck up. Like, I master shutting the fuck up around a nigga. Whoever says it first, you already know that nigga thinking about knocking fire out your ass. I know a bitch who kept running her fucking mouth. And all the nigga asked her was to shut the fuck up. The bitch kept running the fucking, I know both of them, the male and the female. She would not shut the fuck up. The nigga got the gun, then cocked that shit back, put it to her face, and he told me, he said he stepped out of his body, had to come back real quick, because he was about to shoot the bitch. He had to fucking, he just snapped, ready to kill that bitch. Like, shut the fuck up, hoe. You about to get your ass fucking, you about to get murked, hoe. You might want to chill. You about to get wet.
No.
That shit ain't no joke.
You got to remember the point is to make it home, you know, every night.
Right.
You got to be right, nigga. Just be at home.
Exactly. Yeah, you ain't got to be, you know, that shit for real. Shut the fuck up is a sign to shut the fuck up. That is serious. That ain't no joke. For real, because, that shit, that'll get somebody hurt. For real, it ain't no joke. But like, my son wouldn't shut the fuck up. Like, fuck, man. Shut the fuck. I'm just, I snap.
No, you didn't snap. Because if you snap, then, you know, you'd be hearing a different story. Good thing, you know, you had a conversation with yourself.
To me, that's snapping, though. You feel what I'm saying? You fucking throwing the car and goddamn, you doing 60 and throw that bitch in pause. You snap like a motherfucker. Who does that shit sane, okay?
That you reached your limit.
Say what? Yeah, I did reach the limit. You are so positive. That's why I want you to be a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine Jolly defending your ass in court? She's like, look, no, she didn't snap. She just reached the limit. Reached the limit.
Four snapping.
Let the record show she just reached the limit. No, but yeah, I mean, this is what's going on. Like my good friend, man, her mom whooped this 6-foot, 250 nigga ass at the goddamn train station in New York because the nigga wouldn't shut the fuck up. Got his ass beat out the fucking frame by a 50-something-year-old 4-foot-2 woman with bad knees. Beat his fucking ass
because
he wouldn't shut the fuck up. Because he wouldn't shut the fuck up. Like that blind man, the bitch that pulled that hot ass water on that blind motherfucker, he wouldn't shut the fuck up. He just wouldn't shut the fuck up. You know, you learn to shut the fuck up. That shit for real. God damn, that shit is real. Queen Afami said, to have the nerve to tell me to shut the fuck up is enough for me. I know that's right. Shit, especially when my dad do that shit, my dad be like, shut the fuck up!
Nigga, I'll be, everybody leave the house then. Everybody out. This motherfucker. Because I done seen my dad done tore up televisions and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then fuck around and come back with amnesia trying to work the TV. So my TV broke. What's the TV broke? You know what I'm saying? But we know when the motherfuckers say that, shut the fuck up. Just walk out. Leave the fucking house. Just don't come back until that motherfucker is fine. Shit, my daddy did that shit, girl. My mom just got out the hospital from having a heart attack. And, you know, all the women around the table, all her friends, you know, coming to see and shit. Dad started talking that religion shit about Jesus never existed to a bunch of Christian women. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And goddamn, you know, Christian women and shit. So goddamn, you know, these women gonna defend Jesus. Boy, not in his house. That motherfucker started yelling, kicking shit down. The women was like, Brenda, we love you. Get your heart right, baby. We got to go, though. They knew to get the fuck out. Y'all left. My daddy crazy. Yep, that's that shit. Like, I mean, it, no matter how bad a woman thinks she is, how bad her mouth. But I think she do need to learn to shut the fuck up. And no matter how strong a man think he is, he needs to learn to shut the fuck up too, because you don't know which one is crazier at that moment. You just don't know. Apology says, do you think the reason why children do not shut up is because they know your spirit and that you will not hurt them? What about you, Jolly? Because Apology is going kind of going through the same shit, I guess, with her son. So they, she said, so they are unable to discern the difference when you are about to snap. Yeah, yeah, I think so. They don't, and so is the man, because your nigga don't know either, because your spirit is so meek. You know, it's so calm, and, you know, but and they don't know, but they keep running their fucking mouth, you know, they... You know, and they think that they can get away with it this time, and that be the last time for them. That's what happened.
Shame on you for thinking.
You know, for me with my son, I don't know if people understand this, but you know, I make him earn my favor. You know, and he doesn't always stay in my good graces, and I behave as such. So you know, if you getting on my fucking nerves. I'm not going to bullshit you, dude. You getting on my fucking nerves for real. You see? And I do have a limit. Now, I don't have to beat your ass because you getting on my nerves. But that, you know, that's going to limit my interaction with you because you're on my last nerve. And I don't want to be upset. So instead of us hanging out like...
Yeah, why do they get on our nerves, though, Jolly? Why is it? Like our daughters? Because you got a daughter, too. They yeah. don't really get on our fucking nerves. Like, what the fuck? Maybe Guru knows. But what the fuck? Why do the son is constantly on the mother's nerves?
Well, because they're totally different. I mean, they're totally, 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 totally fucking different. Like, he is always, constantly, forevermore on some other shit. I'm never on the shit he be on. I'm just not. And in order to communicate and deal with him, I have to, you know, join him in his realm. But that only lasts for so long, and then I got to get back to being realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just be on his shit, and that just is such a different shit that I'm on that sometimes it irritates me. Like, I have to be mentally.
Yeah, because we be all be, like, in our inner peace and shit, and my son just pop out of nowhere like the fucking devil and shit, fucking with us and shit. Be like, nigga, you don't see us chilling? You don't see us calm, niggas? Chill out. Niggas come fucking with us and shit. We just be chilling.
Or I'll be sitting somewhere, like, minding my business, having a great, fantastic time, and he'll come, and he'll bang on the door, like, bang on, like, it was an emergency bang on the door, and I open the door, I'll be like, what do you want? And he's like, I forgot. Are you kidding me? I got out the tub and dried off and almost electrocuted myself because I stepped over some fucking wires to get to this goddamn door, and you fucking forgot? Oh, I'll come back when I remember. No, don't fucking come back.
You know what? I was on Facebook, right? And I forgot who made this comment, though. But dude was like, how come black women always use the bathroom with the door open in their house? Oh, And I couldn't give a reason for that shit, but I damn sure do it.
I don't do it.
Huh?
I don't do it. I
oh, you don't?
No.
Man, I always do it. And what's so fun about it, man, all my children just sit outside the door and talk to me.
See, exactly. Nah.
I couldn't even give that nigga a reason. I don't even know. I just know that I don't like bathrooms, and I don't like it closed in. You know, I hate bathrooms. So I leave the door open so I can feel like I'm free.
Yeah, we used to go be in the bathroom with our mother. I remember that. And
I don't remember being in the bathroom with my mother.
Oh, I do. She used to be naked and on the toilet, and I would be in there doing something that had nothing to do with her being on the toilet.
Ain't that beautiful?
Yeah, I used to enjoy it very much.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I just put on the Facebook page is, damn, I do that shit. I don't know. To me, it's just, I don't know. I don't like to be closed in. I don't like to be closed in. Especially in the bathroom, I don't. And you know what I do? Only thing I do in the bathroom, y'all want to know, the only thing I do in the bathroom is use the toilet. And everything else, like brush my teeth, wash my face and shit, I do it in the kitchen. Because I can't stay in the bathroom. I don't like to be in there that long. I hate fucking bathrooms. I hate it. I hate it. That's why when I get my house built, my bathroom will be wide open. It'll just be so fucking huge.
Yeah,
it'll be like super fucking huge.
The toilet
would just be in a closet, but everything else outside of it would be fine. Like, I just can't stand it. You know what I'm saying? In my master bedroom, there is no toilet in my master bedroom. I don't want the toilet in my bedroom, so it's not in there. And I'm thankful that the house is, you know, don't have a bathroom in the bedroom, but it has the shower and the bathtub and all that shit. I'm like, man, this is the perfect fucking house for me. I'll go crazy in that mother. I'll never wash my ass if the toilet stool is in that bitch. I just hate that shit. I fucking hate the toilet. I hate that shit. And I always say, who the fuck thought to put the toilet with the sink in the bathtub? That is so fucking nasty.
They crazy. White people.
Like them some nasty cave motherfuckers that think of shit like that. I just don't like it.
White people. I mean, how you even relate to where you clean yourself as to where you're shitting? You know, like, how is that the same area? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, that doesn't even make sense. It would make more sense if you put the toilet in the kitchen than it would the bathroom.
Right, absolutely. Now you said in Israel, where she's at, you can get an apartment with a separate toilet. That's how my house is now. But, you know, I know it looked kind of crazy. Like, if when people come over, you know, early in the morning, I have to, you know, get dressed and shit. They see me with my toothbrush and toothpaste in the kitchen. Shit, like, nigga, I'm brushing my teeth in this bitch. I don't like it. It seems like it's the same water, you know, or something. It's just a lot of other shit. It's just too much.
See, exactly. That's exactly. Why would... Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. Your toilet is a nasty, dirty, funky water.
I think the toilet should be outside, if you ask me.
Why do I want to associate with water in my mouth?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Only white people are nasty enough to bring that shit in the house in around clean things.
Right. I mean, for real, like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And people look at me like, even my mom come up and be like, Ty, why are you washing your damn face in the kitchen? That's fucking nasty. No, what's nasty is being in that goddamn bathroom doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's I just don't like it. I just don't like it. I mean, it just do something to me. And you know something else I cannot do? I cannot touch chicken. Can y'all believe that shit? Like raw chicken? I can't touch that motherfucker. I had a nervous breakdown. I used to cook chicken every day, wash it, cook it, whatever. And one particular day, I had a nervous breakdown. I took the chicken out. It was defrost. I got ready to put my hand on that bitch, and I freaked out. And from that point on, I couldn't touch chicken again.
Mm-hmm.
I can't touch it. That fucking flesh, it's just so fucking disgusting. So now my children got to watch the chicken, or my husband got to watch that shit. But I don't know what happened. I don't know what the fuck happened to me, but, nigga, I can't touch that shit.
You know, I had an experience like that with corn. You know, I used to, corn on the cob is one of my favorite things, and I was at the market, and I was peeling back the damn, the husk, you know, of the corn, and there was this huge, it was so disgusting. It was this huge worm. Oh, man.
Are you fucking serious?
So fucking disgusting. From then on, if my children even suggest fucking corn on the cob, it's like, well, I know I'm certainly not going to fucking see. You have to do that shit in the store.
This was before
I'm shopping.
It. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was
yeah, and everybody talking about go back to that natural shit. Bullshit,
nah,
I'll freak the fuck out.
Enough. That was
I don't touch dirt. I got this thing. See, yeah. If men are, see, you got to find the right woman for you.
Yeah.
I swear to God, because
mm-hmm.
some of us, I just don't. Oh no way. I'm not a gardening bitch. I don't like fucking flowers. I hate flowers. I can't stand none of that shit outside. I don't like nothing outside. I don't fucking like it. I have a phobia. I will kill everybody in the fucking house if some shit come in this bitch from outside. I will go ham. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad that my children don't have that shit, because they are the ones planting it. My husband is planting cabbage and watermelons and shit in my backyard. But
oh,
nigga,
okay.
No. And they be like, come on outside and see the goddamn lettuce growing. Look at the lettuce. I'm like, nigga, I ain't, fuck that. I ain't going out there. I ain't going out there. That shit, I got a phobia for that shit. Fuck that. I think that, you know, and it's good because I kind of admire women who can get in the dirt and plant. That's just not me. I can't do it. And every time I get out my car, we have a bunch of rose bushes, all types of what is considered beautiful flowers. And every time I get out, I say, look at these disgusting motherfuckers. It's just, you know what I'm saying? I just can't stand it. It brings flying shit to around my house. It brings all this other shit that I don't like. That's why, again, I'm getting all that shit, everything. I'm going to have just a house by itself sitting, no grass, no nothing. Everything going to be concrete in my house. That's how it's going to be.
You know,
like
that's
nature at all?
Like a family.
Huh?
You know, they don't like
dirt. They don't like nature?
Hell no. I mean, shit, I like her. I like Mother Earth. I just don't like the shit in it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't mind, you know, it existing. I just don't want it to exist around me. That's my thing.
Can I ask you a question? I've been hearing people say go ham for about 3 weeks. What does that mean? That means get mad.
Crazy.
Who was ham?
Ham was Noah's son.
Okay. He like flipped out or something? I need to read the Bible.
Yeah, he did. He looked upon his father's nakedness and had homosexual thoughts.
So that means go ham. I don't want to go ham.
I don't know who started the go ham shit, but I just like to keep up with the slang.
Oh, that's from way
but
back.
Now that you asked and I was able to give that right answer, yeah, Ham was Noah's son who looked upon Noah nakedness and had homosexual thoughts. That's why Noah cursed him, and he had a son that was white, albino, Canaan.
Which
goes back
right
to that Moorish shit when he believed when Moorish tried to tell motherfuckers that black people are Canaan. No, black people are not Canaanites, because Canaan was albino. He was cursed. Yeah, he was white as snow.
When they say go ham, that means get mad.
That's what they say. That's what it's supposed to be. Or go harder than a motherfucker, like JL say.
Yeah,
JL say ham. Harder than a motherfucker, H-A-M, hard as a motherfucker, H-A-M.
Yeah, I'm going to make my own stuff like 1 million.
I'm going to go turkey on these niggas in a minute. I don't know. Go bacon on them niggas. How about that? Go hard in the paint. I don't know.
I ain't going to say it. I don't know what it meant, though. Like
oh, okay.
It originated when people said that. So.
Well, Jael knows. He said that's an abbreviation for hard as a motherfucker. Go ham, H-A-M.
Okay.
That is not where that comes from. That's some shit Jael came up with.
Well, I
like it. I mean, ham is something people been saying, in the, like, you know, going ham. That's a classic Southern slang term.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I've never heard it until like this year or last year. That damn shit.
You've never heard people lie about to go ham on these hoes. You've never heard that. Really? Well, it's been going on quite
some time. The first time I heard it was like a couple of years ago, last year.
I be going ham. Hey,
Diana said he got it from a song. Me too.
Oh, well, it predates the song. I'm glad.
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it either. I don't really go around people, but, you know. Yeah,
never heard it.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not going to say it.
Don Nanya said she lived in the South for many years and never heard it until I said it.
I'm in South Carolina.
Well, maybe it's particular to a certain hood, you know, because I when I was here in high school, you know, that was back in the 90s, you know, I recall, and I loved it then. Like, there were a lot of things I remember hearing.
Well, all right, then. Maybe we'll do the, you know, where all this shit come from Monday, man. That's my time. I love y'all, man. Y'all have an awarding, strong beginning. And we see you Monday, 12 noon. All right?
All right.
Yeah. All right, peace.
Look at the air.
People always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb questions. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite... Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the hang
time. Yeah, it's your boy Jay Ella. And when I ain't here banging out these amazing beats, I'm cooling with my peeps at the Don Nicolione after party. Come through and chat it up with us anytime. Meet up with the Brain Trust. Come listen to some good music. Get caught up in some good conversation. You may even catch a building session from time to time. Learn something new. Get yourself inspired. What you gotta do, you have to go to www.powtalk.com. Search Don Nicolione the after party. And there you are. And here we go.